stop or you're heading off to work, please bundle up. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Oh, Santa baby, it's that time of year. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You want to hear, you want to hear how far they will go to lie to you? It's interesting to me. Up is down, down is up, right is left, left is left. Left is double left. Left is triple left. Oh, Lord, how much will they lie to you? Well, there was a person that was on a Fox. I'm sorry, on Fox. And they had a panel discussion on the 30th of November. They say, and this is a quote, "All right, is the middle class moving on up? The media may be jumping all over the fact that Walmart sales slipped this month for the first time in a decade, but sales are up at Saks, at Nordstrom's, at Bloomingdale's, and Neiman Marcus. Isn't that proof that the middle class has more cash on hand?" Since when is a Neiman Marcus shopping ability the definition of middle class? They're tripping. They're tripping. Sales are up at Saks, so everything is fine for the middle class. Y'all tripping. Up is down. Down is up. Right is left, and left is left, 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 left. Lord, they will look you straight in your face and tell you that is rain when it ain't. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back at you. Stay with me.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, no matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at Letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to Letstalk17.com. That's Letstalk17.com.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the 3rd annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're smiling.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Last week, I shared a story with you about a man from Oregon who sued the government because the government said George Bush and his friends said, oh, he's a terrorist. His fingerprint matches the fingerprint at a bombing in Madrid, huh? Turns out that it didn't. Turns out that the FBI didn't match the right, botched a fingerprint comparison. Isn't that FBI 101? I mean, come on. They have little kits that you can buy your kids for Christmas that will show them how to match fingerprints correctly. In an era of all of the technology that we have available to us, come on. They botched a fingerprint match. You know, your kids, I mean, you don't even need a kid. All you got to do is watch CSI. You could have done a better job. Now. The government ended up paying him $2 million. Not enough money for the damage they did to us. Oh, did I mention that he had converted to Islam? Did I tell you that? Did I happen to mention that? White dude converted to Islam. Married a Muslim woman. Did I mention that? So, just last week, the words are still floating in the air of this man's, and he got an apology from the government, too. That's a hard thing to do. $2 million, $20 million is easier to get out of the government than an apology. So, this is the government who botched up a fingerprint comparison. Botched up a fingerprint comparison. End up having to pay an American citizen $2 million and give him an apology. Men and women whose sons have been killed in this awful war didn't get an apology. Ask Cindy Sheehan if she got an apology. Ask her for the murder of her son. Now, this same government now has a new program that's all about you. Millions of Americans crossing United States borders in the past 4 years have been assigned scores generated by the United States government computers, rating the risk that these travelers are terrorists or criminals. It's based on the food that you eat, what meals you ordered. Virtually every person entering or leaving the United States by air, sea, or land has a database on them, unknown to them. Oh, did I mention that they keep this in the in their coffers for 40 years? For 40 years. Oh, did I mention that your score on this, you don't ever have a right to see, but other people can see it. Government agencies can deny you a contract because of this secret score that our good government has put together on you. You could be denied a promotion based upon the secret score that stays on your record for 40 years that you can't see, but others can see. God bless America. God bless America. So let's just do a little deconstruction here. The same government, the same entity, the same folks that couldn't match up, do a fingerprint analysis correctly, costing us millions of dollars, are the folks that are putting your name. Think about it. If you've left this country by boat, by plane, In the last 4 years, congratulations. You didn't win the lottery. Your name is now in a database for 40 years. Oh, did I mention that they have your traffic record in there as well? They have your Social Security. So, all of y'all that went on cruises, you're in a database. All of y'all that drove across the border to Mexico or Canada, you're in a database. All of y'all that got onto a plane and flew someplace other than the continental United States of America, I'm not sure about Hawaii. Guess what? You're in a database. And there's a file on you. And it's going to be there for 40 years. And you don't know what lies it has in there about you. Think about it. There's some poor schmuck out there that now has a $2 million check. I assume it's tax-free. And an apology from the government, because the same government that is putting your name in a database for 40 years said he was a terrorist, ruined his job, ruined his reputation, will have him looking over his shoulder for the rest, his and his family's shoulder for the rest of their lives. They're now pointing their finger at you saying, well, since you ordered that vegetarian meal, since you ordered that meal with no pork, oh, you're in a database. Because our government is so good at getting at them. I mean, just think how well the Iraq War has worked out for us. We can't beat anybody that doesn't have a standing army. Our country can't beat anybody that doesn't have an Air Force. Our country can't beat anybody that doesn't have an Army, Air Force, or Navy. And said that we would be greeted as liberators. And that there were weapons of mass destruction. And that we're going to capture Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. Mission accomplished. Those are the folks that are gathering together that have gathered together a database with your name in it for the next 40 years. So if you're wondering if you're applying for those governmental contracts and you don't get it, you may never know till you're 80 that they lied about you on some secret list that you've never been allowed to see. Or if you're looking for a job in shipping, your name may be on a list. If you're looking for a job in travel, your name may be on a list. Huh. And the government says that all of the data about an individual may be shared with state, local, and foreign governments for use in hiring decisions, in granting licenses, in granting security clearances, in granting contracts, or other benefits. In some instances, the data may be shared with courts. The data may be shared with Congress. The data may even be shared with private contractors. But you, John Q. Citizen, Jane Q. Citizen, you out of luck. You out of luck. You can't get it. You can't see it, but they can. They can deny, and you will never know. How's that for democracy with a big D? Democracy with a big D. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We're going to start a brand new feature in half an hour. Yes, we are. And I'm going to tell you all about that after this break. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me.
morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Centrum Silver. 270 in both directions from Rott Road to Marshall Road. There is no problems. Our current after road crews spent overnight removing ice from bridges and overpasses. Eastbound 40 between 141 and 270 looks good. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. No problems to report there. Westbound 270 is flowing freely from 367 through 170. Northbound 270 from Graboy through Marshall. It's starting to stack up a bit. Northbound 55 at 270. Expect normal traffic there. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79. You've got slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems there. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. No delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Illinois Bank into Laclede's Landing. It's heavy at this hour. Natural Bridge to Kings Highway, there's a report of an accident. 367 at Parker Road, the lights aren't working. In fact, they may not be working in a number of intersections, so treat those intersections as four-way stops. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Centrum Silver. Centrum Silver multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that helps support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver, take along with a healthy diet and exercise. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Partly cloudy today, a high in the mid-30s this evening. Partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, low around 20. For Tuesday, partly cloudy, patchy fog still remaining early in the morning with a high around 40. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Currently, we have 17 degrees and mostly clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 15 degrees and clear skies. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 2. So if you're out there, please bundle up. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Stay tuned for more news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. But up next, it's more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Réveillon feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
The Lustend Arts Council proudly presents Vintermark Saturday, December 9th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Greg Freeman Park at Kingsbury and the Pear. It's a local reimagination of a centuries-old German winter festival, with handmade gifts, toys, decorations, baked goods, hot cider, roasted chestnuts, live music, carriage rides, and the spirit of the season. Proceeds benefit local artists and the West End Arts Council. Call the Skinker de Bolivar Community Council at 314-862-5122. Wintermarkt, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., December 9th.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Rain. bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. A couple of things. I know it is extremely cold out there, and there are some school closings that I'm going to share with you, or school changings that I'm going to share with you here in the city of St. Louis, some school relocations that are as a result of this weather. I'm going to share that with you in just a second, but one bookkeeping thing I want to share, I want to remind you of, we have the blanket drive coming up. And this weather is a stark reminder of the fact that we are in winter, and there are people out there that really, really, really need our help. And the blanket drive is on the 15th. I know. It's, this weather is throwing everything off, but I still need you all to come through for us. I need you all to come through for us because the blanket drive is coming up. I know our meeting was canceled on Friday. It's just amazing how the weather and everything has impacted on all of us. But we're going to have another meeting this week. We're going to try to have another meeting this week with Wake Up Call, Blanket Drive, volunteers. So stay tuned for that. And also, the blanket drive is on the 15th. The new blankets, we're asking that you go out and get your $5 blankets. They're at Kmart, at the dollar store. Get them for the blanket drive. And if you cannot deliver them to the blanket drive on the 15th, when we are at George Washington Carver House, I would ask that you drop them off here at the station at 265 Union. We're on the 13th floor. Bring your blankets by here. We have a lot of blankets that we've got to get done. We've got to get our blankets out this year. And I'm hoping that all of you all will be participating just like you did last year. That's on the 15th of December. We're going to have a hot cocoa. We're going to have all kinds of folks coming by at George Washington Carver House for the third annual blanket drive. These are announcements for the schools out there. Five schools in the St. Louis Public School District will be relocated to alternate locations until power is restored. If you are going to school at Mark Twain Elementary, you will be taken to Scullin Elementary at 4160 North Kings Highway. That is the alternate school until the power is restored. If you are attending Walbridge Elementary School in the city of St. Louis, your school has now been temporarily transferred to Walnut Park Elementary at 5814 Thecla. If your child is attending Langston Middle School, they've now been moved to Webster Middle School at 2127 North 11th Street. If you were attending the Northwest Transportation and Law Academy, you have now been transferred to the Meta P. Washington School at 2030 South Vandeventer. And if you were if your child is attending Ashland and Ashland Branch, you have been temporarily relocated. Pre-K through first grade will be at Ames VPA. That's 2900 Hadley Street. And all other grades will be at the Simmons Marshall School at 4318 St. Louis Avenue. Now, the transportation will not be affected. The buses will pick the kids up at the same places, but they will be taking them to different places. And the students will be picked up at their normal time and transported to their home school. So, if you have any questions, you need to call the St. Louis Public Schools, but there are five schools that are affected: Mark Twain, Walbridge, Langston Middle, Northwest Transportation and Law Academy, Ashland, and Ashland Branch. So, If your kids attend any of those schools, they will be taken to alternative sites. But they are picked up at the normal places. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Now, for the new deal here on the wake-up call, once a week, we will now be reviving something that we did a number of years ago. The Aldermatic Watch. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We will have the Aldermatic Watch. So many of you have asked for years, how do we find out what's going on in the Board of Aldermen? There's so many things that are going on in the Board of Aldermen. I didn't know that was going on in the Board of Aldermen. Well, we're going to be doing that once a week on Mondays at 7 a.m. Because why Mondays? Well, because Monday is after the Friday of the last board meeting, and Monday is before the next Friday board meeting. So I thought it was a perfect date to have the Aldermatic report on. So we will be starting that, and the person that will be bringing us this information is a Board of Aldermen member, Lewis Reed. He will be joining us every Monday at 7 a.m. to talk about what's going on in the Board of Aldermen with the Board of Aldermen, the Aldermatic Watch. So that's going to start in just about 25 minutes or so. 1-877. Yep, we're always trying to keep you plugged in here at the Wake Up Call. Once a week, Aldermatic Watch with Lewis Reed is going to be happening here on the Wake Up Call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. I think this one little story here talks about or is a good illustration of how things have changed up in the White House, how things have changed up on Capitol Hill. Right after the election, there was a private dinner in the White House featuring the newly elected lawmakers. And George W. Bush went up to newly elected Senator Webb, you know, Senator Webb who beat the macaca man. And Bush, this just to me demonstrates how out of touch Boy George is. How much of this, it's just like, it's just a show, it's just a game, it ain't nothing real serious what he does for a living, what Boy George does for a living. How else can you explain how Boy George could walk up to Senator-elect Jim Webb and ask him, how is your son in Iraq doing? You have to be the biggest dunderhead in the whole world. You have to be the biggest dunderhead in the whole world to walk up to a retired military guy who ran on the issue that this war was wrong, who ran on the issue that this administration made boneheaded decisions that have killed innocent folks, soldiers, and you're going to walk up to him and say, "How's your son?" And Webb said to George Bush, if he really wanted to see his son brought back home. And then Boy George, being the frog firecrackering person that he is, said, "I didn't ask you that. I asked you how he was doing." And Webb confessed that he was so angry by this that he was tempted to slug Boy George. How disconnected. Some folks would be tempted to use the word insensitive. No, this is so far beyond sensitivity. This is disconnected from the human life experience. That's what this is. That's some serious disconnection. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. We have a whole lot of stuff happening. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Oh, yeah. Liz, good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
And this is in regards to the comment about Bush. When I first heard that statement, it bothered me a lot, because to ask somebody, a war veteran, I'm a war veteran, and then say, how's your son doing in the war zone? It's like, maybe you need to stand down, because friendly fire's out there. He might not come back home. Now, that's how I took it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Really?
That's how I heard it, and it's like, I didn't like it. It was like, oh, that sounds like a threat to me.
Whoa, I hadn't even thought of it like that.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So that's all I wanted to comment on.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Rudy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Huh. 1-877, wow. 1-877-920-WG, and you had thought about it like that. Huh. Huh. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
How are you?
I,
excellent, as are you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. That Rudy is absolutely right. That is absolutely not disconnected. That is a threat.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow. 1-877-920-WGNU. Whoa. Poor little innocent me. I'm just thinking, he just, whoa. That's a threat. That could be interpreted as a threat. Now I understand why he got so mad. Now I understand why he got so angry. Huh. Huh. Wow. When Boy George comes up to a man who he ran against, I don't mean literally ran against, but the administration ran against Jim Webb in their support for George Allen. They demonized James Webb. And they know how James Webb feels about Jim Webb feels about this war. They know that Jim Webb's son is out there in this war, serving in this war. And you know what, now as I am reflecting upon the possibilities of what that statement meant, I guess that's what a bully would say. Can you imagine the tone? Because what doesn't translate in when you read the account of this, what you don't have is the tone, the inflection, the delivery of the statement that no one denies was made. Boy George asked, "How's your son doing?" Now, there are all kinds of ways. The thespians out there of the world listening to the show know that there are all kinds of ways to deliver that line. "How's your boy doing?" That's one way. "So, how's your boy doing?" is another way to deliver that line. Then we have the facial delivery. Then we have the inflection. We have, was it smirk induced? Was it smirk related? Was it smirk involved? I think I understand. I think I can get to. I think I can feel the anger inspired. Or I can get to the place of the inspiration for fury from James Webb. Ain't that some stuff? I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about that. 1-877-920-WGNU. I got a question to ask, and I don't have any particularly connective data to get to the theory that I'm about to share with you, or the question that I'm going to raise with you. But they say that, you know, a strong wind pushes all boats, okay? And also a weight pulls everything down, right? A negative weight pulls everything down. So help me with this. Last year's SAT scores for college-bound seniors were the lowest in nearly three decades. Is it because Boy George is in office? The dumbest kid is the weight of his ignorance pulling down SAT scores? I mean, come on, he goes out to kids and says, "See, if I can do it, Well, what the kids hear about, the part about what I can do is I can go, I can drink. I can get arrested. I can fail in school. I can be a cheerleader and still be the president of the United States. Now, I'm not saying that I have the connective data. I'm simply raising a question. Last year's average SAT scores for college-bound seniors were the lowest in 3 decades. And this, the news has educators and policymakers looking for explanations. I have one for you. I got an explanation for you. GWB. I know that he would think that that spells Gwubba, but I'm talking about George W. Bush. I mean, come on. The lowest in 30 years? We've had the biggest deficit? Why wouldn't he have a dumbing down effect? He certainly hasn't raised any intellects out here. And I think it's only fair. I really do. I really think it's only fair. If we're going to have this discussion, we should not have it in a vacuum. You want to know why I think that Boy George is dumbing down, is the cause for this? While this may not be directly connected, I'm going to give you some examples. George W. Bush has said, and I quote, "It's time for the human race to enter the solar system." Okay, you know, I don't make this stuff up, okay? That's what he said. George Bush has also said the vast majority of our imports come from outside of the country. And this is just geography. He has also said we have a firm commitment to NATO. We are part of NATO. We have a firm commitment to Europe. We are a part of Europe. Oh, you are so stupid. You don't even hear yourself talking. You don't even hear yourself talking. Okay. How about this? It isn't pollution that's harming the environment. It's the impurities in our air and water that are doing it. Oh, Jesus. Again. Last year's average SAT scores for college-bound seniors were the lowest in 30 years. George Bush. Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream. Huh? Huh? I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. Huh? Huh? If we don't succeed, we run the risk of failure. You think? Huh. For NASA, space is still a high priority. What the? Again, I'm not saying I have the connective tissue to this issue, but come on. There has to be a correlation. There has to be a place for this stupidity to land. It lands somewhere, doesn't it? Oh, I believe God wants me to be president. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I trust God speaks through me. Without that, I couldn't do my job. Quite frankly, teachers are the only profession that teach our children. Okay, enough said. Enough said. Enough said. You're on a wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. You're killing me. I gotta go to work. Stop it. This is Linda, and you know, thank you for connecting with that computer.
Okay.
The other day.
Okay.
Hey, remember you had a caller call in not too long ago and said, aggressively ignorant.
There you go.
Poor George wearing a wheel.
Aggressively ignorant.
That's Absolutely. Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. In the next hour, we're going to be starting off, kicking off a new component to the wake-up call, the Aldermatic Watch, with our host, Lewis Reed. Stay with us. We will be back.
Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The future of the U.S. in Iraq could hinge on what happens this week. The president hears from the Iraq Study Group on Wednesday. He also hears this week from his new choice for defense secretary. Today, he'll host a major Shiite leader. More from ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
The religious leader President Bush has invited to the Oval Office speaks for the largest Shiite bloc in Parliament. Abdulaziz al-Hakim is a bitter rival of Muqtada al-Sadr, whose anti-American militias have been behind much of Baghdad's violence. A Sunni leader from Iraq is invited here next month. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The military says one person is dead and three are missing after a Marine helicopter with 16 people on board landed on a lake in the Al Anbar province. It's not believed to be combat related. It's not snowing anymore, but it is still really cold across the nation's midsection, and for many there is no relief even inside. Here's ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
Going house to house, National Guard troops are out in the St. Louis area.
We have about 150 soldiers on the ground.
Making sure people are okay after last week's winter-like storm, have heat and power.
Oh, no internet, but other than that, I'm doing great.
Okay, other than that, you're fine?
Yeah, we have the essentials.
Hundreds of thousands, however, are still without the essentials and spent the weekend in emergency shelters. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The Supreme Court hears two cases today involving segregation in public schools. Both argue if a student's race can be a factor in determining which school he or she would be assigned to, so districts don't become segregated along neighborhood lines. A huge wildfire is burning out of control in Ventura County, California, just to the northwest of Los Angeles. Authorities have told people to evacuate. This man is weighing his options.
We're just praying that they're going to get it out, you know. I'm praying the wind keeps drifting towards the other direction.
This is ABC News.
Hey, Sherman Hemsley here. You know, lovable, huggable George. Some things in life you're stuck with. Believe me, I know. But your Medicare plan isn't one of them.
Do you know if your current Medicare health and prescription plan is right for you? Get the changes you want during open enrollment beginning November 15th. If you're satisfied with your current coverage, you don't have to do anything at all. Log on to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Now we're moving on up.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the NAACP.
Honey, remember how I felt after swing dancing?
Oh, you got a pain reliever for your arthritis pain.
That wasn't as bad as trying tennis.
When you got something just for a sore shoulder.
But I'm done taking different pain relievers. Now I'm all Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain.
So what are we waiting for? Let's dance.
I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
Guns, they're old school as far as many bank robbers are concerned.
The FBI in Miami is urgently seeking three bank robbers who wear bulletproof vests and wield their AK-47s in a menacing way, exhibiting behavior that agents say is getting more brazen with each stick-up. FBI agent Judy Orihuela.
It's not unusual for a bank robber these days to be using an AK-47 or some sort of assault rifle.
Police say with the end of the federal assault weapons ban 2 years ago, sales of the AK-47 became legal. Fearing that someone will be killed by the AK-47 trio in the next Miami robbery, the FBI has now upped the reward for their capture to $50,000. I'm Brian Ross, ABC News.
Michael Richards, still trying to save his career in showbiz, now wants to apologize in person to the men he offended in his now infamous onstage tirade. There is talk that a cash settlement could be involved, but no one close to the actor-comedian is saying. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
This WGNU News update is brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, Ameren UE officials say last week's winter storms knocked out power to more than 500,000 customers, and more than 200,000 people are still without power in the St. Louis area. The death toll from the winter storm in St. Louis is rising. Authorities say a 56-year-old man was found dead Sunday in his backyard in Clarendon. The victim, identified by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch as James Dickerson, apparently died from hypothermia. Another man died over the weekend when he could not find his way in his darkened home in the 4800 block of Bessie and fell down the stairs. Carbon monoxide is blamed for the deaths of two men in South St. Louis. The victims, identified by the Post-Dispatch as 35-year-old Con Nguyen and 37-year-old Hong Nguyen, died yesterday at a home without power on Castleman. Authorities say the two men, who were not related, burned charcoal in a large wok to try to keep warm. Carbon monoxide levels in the house were 10 times the level that's considered lethal. The Glen Carbon woman's dead after using a generator in an enclosed garage. Investigators believed 50-year-old Tina Pearl died of carbon monoxide poisoning Saturday from the fumes from the gas generator. Pearl's husband was also at the home on Star Lane and was taken to an area hospital in serious condition. And at least 13 people are in St. Louis County hospitals with carbon monoxide poisoning. St. Louis County Police are offering tips on how to protect yourself from carbon monoxide. You should never use portable generators in enclosed or partially enclosed spaces, or use gas appliances like ovens, ranges, or clothes dryers to heat your home during a power outage. Charcoal grills should not be used indoors or in attached garages either. And that's a WGNU News update brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus, with all the power of Advil plus a hard-working decongestant. Powerful cold and sinus relief now available at your pharmacy counter. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Clarkson Eye Care. Northbound 270 at Gravel and 44, there's an accident. Right lane's blocked and traffic's backing through Sappington. Eastbound 40 from 141 through 270 looks good. Westbound 40 from McCausland through Hanley looks good. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry through Graham Hanley, expect slow traffic. Northbound 55 at 270 is on the move. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79, look for delays. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through Merrimack River Bridge, look for delays as well. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays getting onto the PSB at this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 through Laclede's Landing, it is slow. Westbound 5570 between 64 and the PSB, it is slow as well. 367 at Parker, those traffic lights are not working. As a matter of fact, all the intersections you roll up to that have non-working traffic lights, treat those stops as a four-way stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Clarkson Eye Care. Clarkson Eye Care's team of experienced optometrists and ophthalmologists have been serving St. Louis for 27 years, and with 26 locations, there's one near you. Call today. Call 1-800 or 1-888-ICARE today. That's 1-888-ICARE today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-30s today. Partly cloudy this evening. Patchy fog after midnight, low around 20. For Tuesday, partly cloudy. Patchy fog early in the morning, a high around 40. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 40 as well. Currently, we have 17 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 15, both under clear skies. Wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 5 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom
just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hi. Tonight.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, and we're starting a brand new addition to the Wake Up Call, the Aldermatic Watch, and my guest host for the Aldermatic Watch is Alderman Lewis Reed. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
Oh, great.
Very good. Great. Well, Lewis, I think we probably need to start with just basic stuff, okay, as we start trying to connect people to the goings on and how things operate at the Board of Aldermen. So can you just start with who aldermen are, how many aldermen there are, and how is the board actually structured?
Currently there are 28 aldermen across the city, plus a president of the Board of Aldermen that is elected across the city. The 28 aldermen are split up there, you know, they're approximately 12 Northside aldermen and me, which is a Central Corridor alderman, which are African American, and the rest are Southside aldermen.
Mm-hmm. And you said the president of the Board of Aldermen, that's a citywide office.
Yes, it's a citywide office.
Can you talk to us about the responsibilities? What does the president of the Board of Aldermen do?
The president of the Board of Aldermen, in the charter, what he does is he assigns committees. He assigns the board bills to the committees. He sits on the board of ENA and in a number of other boards across the city.
And when you say sits on the board of ENA, what is that?
The Board of Estimate and Apportionment. And that's the board that determines if real estate is sold by the city of St. Louis, that real estate goes through the board of ENA, and they determine the sale price, and things of that nature. They're also budgetary items in the city.
Okay. We're going to be back with more of our conversation with Alderman Lewis Reed. We're talking about the Aldermatic Watch. What's going on in your board of aldermen? Well, we're going to figure that out and get that information to you this morning. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. We will be back.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
For a look at the world news that matters most to you, tune in to AM 920 WGNU's Global News Updates, weekday mornings, 7:45, 8:45, and 9:45, weekday evenings at 6:45. Sponsored by Reasonable Construction, 314-382-2200.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and this Monday we are starting a brand new feature on the Wake Up Call, the Aldermatic Watch, hosted by our alderman here, Lewis Reed. Lewis, welcome back.
You're welcome.
And we were talking about the components to the Board of Aldermen. The Board of Aldermen also has standing committees, right?
Yes, it has 15 standing committees.
And I'm going to run through the names of these right quick, and then if you don't mind, I'd like you to walk us through some of the more meaty committees. We have the Conventions Committee, that's Conventions, Tourism, Arts, and Humanities, Housing, Urban Development, and Zoning, Intergovernmental Affairs, the Engrossment, Resolution, Rules, and Credentials. We have Legislation Committee, Neighborhood Development Committee, Parks and Environments Matters Committee, the Personnel and Administration Committee, the Public Employees Committee, the Public Safety Committee, the Public Utilities Committee, Streets, Traffic, Refuse Committee, Transportation and Commerce Committee, and Ways and Means Committee.
Yes.
Those are the committees. Can you start with start with the ones that you've served on and work through some of those.
Okay. I've served as the co-chair of Ways and Means for a number of years, until the last year, and I'm not on Ways and Means anymore. But Ways and Means is a very important committee for the city because it goes through the budget, and it works up the budget, and then it sends recommendations for changes in the budget back to ENA for approval or denial. So it's a very important committee for the city of St. Louis.
It's where the money comes
from.
That's
where the money comes from.
So when you take a look at some of the bills that have come out of the Ways and Means Committee, are there anything ones that particularly strike you or that would be help in illustrating how important the Ways and Means Committee is?
Yes, when I was on Ways and Means, one of the things I worked on was trying to get approval for the increase in the budget for the prosecutor's office, which is very key because, you know, the police can arrest the criminals, get them into the system, but if we don't have the resources to prosecute, then the criminals get let back out on the street. And then routinely when I was on Ways and Means and recommended approvals or increases in the budget for the prosecutor's office, that budget line item was cut.
Cut by who?
The current president of the Board of Aldermen did not approve those increases.
And so that's another role that the president of the Board of Aldermen has. That's another what they can do.
Yes.
So they can the Ways and Means Committee can send a bill out. Uh-huh. And then the president can cut things out of the bill.
Yeah, the president, through his position on ENA, can take a very active role in disapproving those budget line items. So that's a key thing for the city of St. Louis. We're sitting here with being painted as the most crime-ridden city in all the United States. We need to be taking an active role to help stem that tide.
Okay, so you served on the Ways and Means Committee. Who was the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee?
Steve Conway.
And who makes the appointments of who's going to be chairman, who's going to be vice chairman? How does that work?
That works through seniority, mm-hmm. and it happens in April through mm-hmm. seniority, and then you choose through seniority what committee you want to be chair of.
And who the composition of the committee, the final say on who's going to be on what committee and what members are going to be there, where does that come from?
That comes directly from the president of the board.
So that the president is the person that makes those decisions?
That makes those decisions.
Okay. So moving from the Ways and Means Committee, let's move to another committee that you serve
on. HUDs. Most recently HUDs, Housing and Urban Development and Zoning,
mm-hmm.
and that's a critical committee for the entire city because almost every major commercial project requires some type of zoning activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was residential and you want to take it to commercial, you have to have zoning activity, and that's how you direct the flow of development throughout neighborhoods is through zoning. It also oversees TIF legislation, so tax increment financing bills, TIDs, you know, transportation development districts and things of that nature are done through HUDs.
Is that where the block grant money comes from?
Yes. When the mayor decides where, you know, how they're going to distribute block grant funding, the first committee that it meets with is all the members of the HUDs committee.
And in terms of how block grant monies are spent, does it normally go, Lewis, is it normally along like geographical boundaries? We have South St. Louis putting the money in, block grant money in South St. Louis, North St. Louis putting the money in North St. Louis. How does that work?
Each individual alderman is allocated a amount of block grant funding.
Mm-hmm.
It should be based on need, right? And that alderman directly directs the spending of that block grant funding.
And I want to just jump back to something for 1 second as we go through these committees and the legislation that you've introduced throughout your time as a member of the Board of Aldermen. One of the things that older people can do is take on particular issues that are important to them and for their own reasons. Some older people are looking at issues solely for their own ward. Others look at issues also that, like you said, that affect all of the entire city. There was one issue that had to do with bike trails that you took on. Talk to us about that, and what committee did that come out of when you were working on that issue?
Yeah. Bike St. Louis. I started Bike St. Louis, and in the early days when I started Bike St. Louis, you'd see one or two trails or routes throughout the city. But I worked with all the biking federations, worked with all the city departments. Worked with Great Rivers Greenways, David Fisher over there, and created Bike St. Louis. And Bike St. Louis now has received over $1.2 million in grant dollars.
What is Bike St. Louis?
Bike St. Louis is an organization that's been formed to connect all the important sites throughout our city. For example, parks, and Metrolink stops and points of interest throughout our community to the riverfront and to other major biking thoroughfares around the city so that we can have commuter traffic through biking.
And why was this important to you, and where is the is there a connection with Bike St. Louis and the perception of what St. Louis is about?
Yes, most definitely. The main thrust for me with Bike St. Louis was the perception that we have in the city of being a crime-ridden city. Because of the way the St. Louis is set up geographically, right, we will always have what is perceived to be a very high crime rate because we are our own county. So in comparison to other counties across the United States, St. Louis City will always have a substantially high crime rate. But one of the things that we need to do in our city is start to lower the perception of crime, because that impacts us all hugely. So
perception is not reality. Perception is perception.
Exactly.
So if you start getting at the perception, then you can get people to get to the reality of what's really going on.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because if you start to address that perception of crime so that when people come downtown for ball games or whatever, and they get a feeling of safety and security in an urban environment that's on the move, they will reinvest in the city. When businesses come downtown and they get the feeling that this is an urban environment on the move, they will reinvest in downtown. Mm-hmm. People will come down here and buy homes and things of that nature, which will increase our tax bases, which mm-hmm. runs our entire city. So we cannot ignore the perception of crime that we have in our city.
And the other piece of it is, though, also it's great to have people coming in and visiting our city for a ball game and then going back home, but they're also the citizens that live here in the city of St. Louis. How do we get to making every citizen out here like an ambassador for a goodwill ambassador for the city of St. Louis? How does that bike trail get to the people that already live here in the city of St. Louis and making them goodwill ambassadors for the city of St. Louis?
Well, through the usage of it, mm-hmm. it's a very useful tool if mm-hmm. you're a biker, if mm-hmm. you're a jogger, or things of that nature. It's a very useful tool for the city of St. Louis and the residents within the city to use for commuter traffic if they want to ride their bikes to work or enjoy themselves on the weekends and the evenings.
And this was your concept?
This was my concept.
And has it been replicated anyplace else?
Right now we have. I think we're right at about 70 miles of routes throughout the city. Mm-hmm. The county has joined Bike St. Louis, so now we have Clayton, Webster Grove, U City, Maplewood. They've all come under the Bike St. Louis umbrella, and it's grown into a regional effort now.
You know, it would be kind of cool. It would be kind of neat to get the city of St. Louis public schools involved in Bike St. Louis.
Yes, and we have done some of that mm-hmm. because we've sent out trainers mm-hmm. out to the schools to talk about proper bike bike utilization, including helmets and things of that nature and safety.
Very good. We're going to continue our conversation with Alderman Lewis Reed. This is the Aldermatic Watch. I see you on the line. If you have some questions, want to make some phone calls here, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. We will be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chapstick. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44, there's an accident. Right lane's blocked and traffic's back up through Tesson Ferry. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge, there's an accident reported and it's back up all the way to Illinois 111. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked and traffic's back up through Woods Mill. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, no problems there. Westbound 270 at 367, a disabled vehicle is causing delays in the left center lane. Northbound 55 at 270 looks good. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79, slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and Merrimack River, look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 40 is slowing between McCausland and Hanley, then once again at McKnight and Lindbergh. Northbound Route 3. From Queenie onto the PSB, that ramp has slow westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 in the Laclede's Landing. Look for slow traffic westbound 5570 at 64 and the PSB. It is slow as well. Westbound Burns Road at Highway 30, there's an injury accident reported. There are a number of traffic light issues due to the fact that the power is out, so treat those as four-way stops. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Chapstick. Every time you dream of drenching your lips in moisture, slide on Chapstick Moisturizer for healthy look and feel lips long for every day. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-30s today. This evening, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight with a low around 20. Tuesday, patchy fog early, otherwise a high around 40. And partly cloudy skies. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny, a high around 40. Currently, we have 15 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 15. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 5. So if you're going outside, please bundle up and try to do the best to stay warm. Stay tuned for more news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. Learn how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. That's Design 411. At noon, Wednesdays on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Hi, I'm Donna Gamash.
And I'm Carrie Silverstock.
Join us every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for Make It Happen Stories on Women Inspiring Women.
Right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter.
Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even think it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve,
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, brand new addition to the Wake Up Call family. We are starting our Aldermatic Watch this morning with Alderman Lewis Reed. Lewis, welcome back. We are talking about the different committees that exist on the Board of Aldermen. I read through all of them, and we were kind of trying to break down some of them. And another one that you wanted to talk about was the Streets?
Yes.
The Streets Committee. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, the Streets Committee is actually a really important committee in the city of St. Louis.
Who's the chairman of that?
Chairman of the Streets and Traffic and Refuge is Bosley Sr.
Okay.
And until you change the direction of the street or put a stop sign up or anything like that, it's hard to imagine how much it impacts the public.
Right.
Once you make one of those changes and you receive all the calls from all over the city, mm-hmm. you understand real quickly how important this committee is.
And no construction can take place unless they get the permission to come down and down the street.
Yes.
It's a very powerful, you can stop a whole lot of stuff or you can say yes to a whole lot of stuff.
Exactly. Okay. Right. Exactly right. Street, you know, alley vacations, whenever a business needs to take over an alley and make it part of their
construction.
Mm-hmm. Or in you know, like SLU, you see how SLU's campus has changed.
Right.
And a lot of streets have been vacated to make it part of the campus.
Right.
All those types of activities go through that Streets Committee.
I see. So that's a very, very, very important committee.
A very important committee.
Okay. And what? And you served on the Streets Committee?
Yes.
Okay. And so tell us the committees that you've served, that you're serving on.
I'm serving on HUD's Rules and Engrossments, Legislation, Neighborhood Development, Health and Human Services, and Public Utilities.
Let's talk about Rules and Engrossments. That sounds like something that most people may not really think has any impact on their lives. What is that?
Rules and Engrossments, the committee, takes a look at the board bills that have been passed and then makes sure that the rules have been applied to the board mm-hmm. bills and that they are engrossed.
So they're like the final say on whether or not all of the I's have been dotted and the T's have been crossed.
Exactly.
Before something becomes an actual law.
Exactly.
Okay. So what and the other committee that you serve on?
The other committee that I serve on now,
mm-hmm.
Public Utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Public Utilities is another key committee in the city of St. Louis because it takes a look at the franchise agreement for the, you know, the cable companies and any of the IT-related issues go through, IT and utility-related issues go through Public Utilities.
One of the things that people talk about, and we talked a little bit kind of sort of about it, is the whole quality of life thing, of being in the city of St. Louis and assessing our quality of life. And what happens in the Board of Aldermen directly relates to the quality of life that we have as citizens, doesn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
And so when we look at what the board, what members of the Board of Aldermen do, we have to also examine it from that perspective. Is what an alder, particular alder person doing, is what the entire group doing, is that making the quality of life better for the citizens of the city of St. Louis?
That is a very important point that I think everybody needs to pay attention to. Is at the end of the day, how does what we do at that Board of Aldermen impact your quality of life in a positive and or negative way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, earlier when we talked about the funding for the prosecutor's office, that's a quality, at the end of the day, that's a quality of life issue, whether we approve that budget or not,
mm-hmm.
that budget line item or not. when we take a look at redevelopment issues across the city, that impacts your quality of life on a positive or negative way based on the activity and what a particular alderman or the entire legislative body has done as a whole. These things are, you know, whether your potholes are patched, whether your trash is picked up. I mean, all these are all quality of life issues that impact us each and every day.
And how important is it, Lewis, for a alderman to really look beyond their ward and recognize that a vote that they have is also a vote for everybody in the city of St. Louis? How important is that?
It's absolutely critical. We're all connected. We're all in one city. I mean, we're not nations apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because you know, Compton Avenue separates the 19th Ward and the 6th Ward, what happens on one side of Compton Avenue, to me, is just as important as what happens on the 6th Ward side of Compton Avenue. You know, the alderman of the 19th Ward is another alderman that's been great in taking a look at the city on a holistic view.
Mm-hmm. My father used to say when we were growing up that all of us have to contribute, and if one of us doesn't contribute, then we all fail. How we live you're not from St. Louis, I'm not from St. Louis either, but truth be told, that this is a divided city, and people often take this bunker, or some older people take a bunker mentality of it's just my ward or it's just this half of the city. How, when you go into the Board of Aldermen and you are serving in your role as the alderman, what are some of the things that you look at or that you try to do to make certain that it's not this bunker mentality, that what happens on the north side does affect what's happened on the south side and vice versa?
Well, one of the things that I actively do is try to work with, you know, all aldermen down at City Hall, because it's important that we operate as one cohesive group and understand that what, you know, lack of funding on the north side impacts the south side.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, you know, they all, you know, you've heard the old saying, the rising tide lifts all boats.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, not if your boat has a hole in it.
Mm.
The rising tide isn't going to lift it. It's important that, you know, when we take a look at funding issues, we make sure that we get fair allocation across the city. When we take a look at other life safety issues, we make sure that those issues are attended on a citywide basis.
Mm-hmm. 1-877-920-WGNU. This is the Aldermatic Watch. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Alderman Lewis Reed. Martha, you have a question for Alderman Reed.
How you doing, Alderman Reed?
All right. How you doing?
I'm glad to hear from you this morning, because I want you to help my alderman troop to get this graffiti off the wall of Kings Heights. You know, we got graffiti all over, but we've been trying to get graffiti off of Kings Heights for months and months, and we need some more funding for policemen and for this trash pickup. So do all you can down there to help us over here in my block, ward, and I'm going to invite you to my place.
Thank you.
And I guess that's one of the things that each citizen, I'm sure you get a lot of phone calls like that from individuals saying, you know, I want this done on my street, I want this done on my block. And how do you respond to requests like that?
Well, you know, they say, you know, charity always begins at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important concept to keep in mind as a legislator. The things that are going to be most important to people are the things that are happening on their block. And then they move out from there 2, 3, and 4 blocks out from there. I think Troop is a good alderman. He works very hard up there to, you know, address graffiti issues and things of that nature. But there is a lack of resources at the Board of Aldermen, just in terms of, support from staffing, because right now every alderman, there's one secretary for 5 aldermen.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
And that's our entire staff, and when you take a look at the aldermen. So Troop has to compete with 4 other aldermen for his administrative assistant's time.
And in terms of the issue that was raised by the caller about graffiti, what is it that an alderman or older woman can do about graffiti?
Well, they can turn it. First thing any citizen, when they run across graffiti or any of those things, is to call into the Citizen Service Bureau. And the Citizen Service Bureau will give that issue to the appropriate department. So if it's a dog-related issue or if it's something that needs to go to the health department or the street department or whatever, they will triage those issues and get it into the appropriate person's hands.
And triage means that they will order it in terms of importance.
They would order it in terms of importance.
And immediacy.
Immediacy, mm-hmm. And department, where it goes.
1-877-920-WGNU. This is the Aldermatic Watch. I am here with Alderman Lewis Reed. We're talking about the Board of Aldermen. And my name is Liz Brown. We will be back. Stay with us. Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
It's time for a WGNU Global News Update brought to you by Reasonable Construction. I'm Peyton Colston. Dateline Honolulu, a week of activities to mark the 65th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, began Sunday in Honolulu. The opening day symposium in Waikiki began with a traditional Hawaiian blessing and remarks by Douglas Lentz, superintendent of the USS Arizona Memorial. It was followed by speeches and discussions by noted historians, authors, and American and Japanese veterans of the attack. The week culminates in ceremonies Thursday, December 7th at Pearl Harbor's Kilo Pier overlooking the USS Arizona Memorial, where thousands are expected to pay tribute to those killed in 1941. Former NBC anchorman Tom Brokaw will be the keynote speaker. The ceremony will also include remarks from military officials, Hawaii's Governor Linda Lingle, and Secretary of the Department of Interior Dick Kempthorne. A poignant side note to this year's observance is the fact that it will be the last annual reunion of Pearl Harbor survivors. I'm Peyton Colston. That's a WGNU Global News Update brought to you by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Time of year for being with the ones we love, sharing so much joy and cheer. What a wonderful feeling, watching the ones we love having I was sitting by the fireside.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to a new addition to the Wake Up Call. This is the Aldermatic Watch. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Lewis Reed, and we are talking about what goes on in the Board of Aldermen. Lewis, let's get to a few more calls, and then we'll get to the what happened last week in the Board of Aldermen.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. Victoria.
Good
you have
morning.
A question this morning.
Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning.
I'm glad you have this segment, especially at this particular time when a lot of our residents, hundreds of our residents, I should say, are without power in the city of St. Louis.
And, Victoria, you're fading in and out. Can you stay on top of your phone, please?
Okay, I'm sorry. When all of our, a lot of our city's residents are without power,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very concerned about that. There's a lot of infighting in the city of St. Louis between the city and Ameren UE about who is supposed to be paying for weeds and trees to be cut down. We have in our city weeds that grow up to be trees, and that falls in the forestry department. When they let them grow that big, they become trees.
Okay, and we only have a few minutes, Victoria. Can you phrase a question here for us?
Well, the question I have is what are the Board of Aldermen planning to do on that? Our lights are flashing, the street lights are flashing. And several years ago, we were given millions of dollars to upgrade our street traffic lights. They gave that money to Bi-State. What are they doing to replace those funds?
Okay.
Our lights are flashing.
All right. Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome.
And where would this come out of? What committee would this come out of?
What the
issues that she raised.
Some of the issues that she raised would have came out of Ways and Means mm-hmm. through the budgetary process
mm-hmm.
if in fact the funds were removed and transferred to another budget line item. That could have came from a person on Ways and Means. It could have came from direct direction from the Board of ENA.
Mm-hmm. That being the president of the Board of
Aldermen. That role plays a very important role when you take a look at the transfer and what's happening on that budget, with the budget.
And with respect to the issue of the trees that she was talking about, that weeds grow into trees, how do trees come to get cut down? Are these weeds that turn into trees? Who makes that decision? How is that made?
Actually, that's not as clean cut as it may seem
mm-hmm.
from afar. The forestry department ultimately will go in and remove trees and things of that nature. But if it's on private property, then we are limited as a city as to what we can do in encroaching upon private property, you know, whether we go in and cut down a tree on somebody's private land or not. If the weeds are high and they're turned in to the city, then the city can go out and cut that lawn and then assess a fee to the homeowner.
Mm.
But we do have, you know, problems with high weeds and trees and things of that nature across the city, and it's a big issue.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call. This is the Aldermatic Watch.
Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Alderman Reed.
Good morning.
My question is just what the lady said, but it seems like to me during when I was coming up, it was the public utilities' responsibility to go and trim these trees away from the power lines. We're having these problems. We had it in the summertime. We're having it now because there's trees all over the power lines, and that shouldn't be the responsibility of the homeowner to get up there around a hot wire.
Absolutely.
And trim these trees.
Absolutely.
People are making more than enough money to get out here and do what they're supposed to do instead of giving it all to their CEOs and the people who
you're laugh, talking about UE.
Stop.
You're talking about UE.
Yeah,
you're talking about UE.
Yeah, I'm talking about UE.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is a very, very dangerous time for the city of St. Louis with this crisis that we're in right now. And talk to us about that. How does that work?
Yeah, it is a dangerous time. And, you know, I would warn anybody, if you go out and there's a tree branch or whatever across a power line, don't even touch it. Mm-hmm. I came out after the big ice storm, and my power line was hanging about 3 foot off the ground. A tree limb was hanging over it, and it was about ready to snap. Mm. So I went and propped it up with a 2x4, the tree limb itself. Mm-hmm. When I touched the tree limb itself, I got a little shock. Mm. So it is a very dangerous issue. That is something that should be happening through Ameren UE. They should be patrolling through these power lines and cutting back those trees.
And that's one of the things that I guess perhaps the Board of Aldermen could do is to put, do you all have the ability to put more pressure on? Surely UE comes to the Board of Aldermen asking for stuff all the time. They can't get a lot of stuff done if the Board of Aldermen doesn't say yes. But so don't you all have the leverage to be able to get at UE for some of this stuff?
Yes, we do. We can call them in for hearings through public utilities. We can also put together resolutions to bring light, to shed light on issues, mm-hmm. and to make and hold them accountable, you know, to the public. So there are some ways we can work to raise the awareness and hold their feet to the fire, in essence.
1-877-920-WGNU. And in terms of what you've been out there doing, Lewis, as a member of the Board of Aldermen, have you been out there trying to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the city during this crisis? And what have you been seeing?
Yes, I've been downtown handing out blankets and visiting with some of the homeless downtown. Plan to still go through some of the warming centers to meet with some of the people and assure that they have everything they need. It's this crisis is a little bit different than the one we saw this summer. And from the standpoint of the ultimate damage that can be done to the property by not having any heat, because you can have pipes freeze and break. There's going to be a lot more. I would assume there will be even more insurance claims than
Absolutely.
What we saw this summer.
Absolutely. In fact, I had forgotten. A girlfriend of mine called me and reminded me when my power was out this weekend that I needed to go home and turn on the water in my pipes because my pipes would freeze. And that's not – I was without power this summer as well. And really all I did was turn everything off and left my house.
Yeah.
But in the wintertime, there are a lot more things that you have to worry about.
Exactly.
1-877-920-WGNU. Let me get to one more caller here.
Yes,
Bill.
Comment is the fact that I think people that get the tax abatements, these corporations, they should be made to buy rescue trucks, refuse trucks, vehicles that the city can use in lieu of them not paying taxes.
That's
and
a
further,
great idea.
Like in the city of Chicago, I think you need to have 2 trucks assigned to each ward where they can do double duty as refuse trucks, bulk item pickup trucks, snow removal, and salt trucks. And I think that would expedite a lot of situations when we have storms and when we need to clean up the city of St. Louis. We would have a much cleaner city and a much tighter cleanup after storms.
Thank you, Bill. Well, I kind of like that idea that if you're going to get these tax abatements, then buy us a truck.
Yes, but... Exactly. It would probably work better if let's say, for example, if a business had a tax abatement, part of their requirement would be to, you know, work to make sure that the sidewalks and things around their business would be cleaned in a more appropriate manner.
But they're supposed to do that anyway.
Yes, they're supposed to do it anyway, but maybe there's some things we can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
Help expand that.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of making them or having them contribute to a fund, what if they contributed to a fund so that we would have more trucks and more vehicles like that? Is that something that's possible?
That's possible, and it's an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is bringing it to the end of our very first Aldermatic Watch with Alderman Lewis Reed. Lewis, thank you so much. And then next week we'll be back to talk about what happened in the Board of Aldermen in this past week and other issues that people should know about. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we will be back. I will be back in the next hour. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call.
Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Iraq is front and center on President Bush's agenda this week. He'll meet with the Shiite leader today at the White House and gets the final report on Wednesday from the Iraq Study Group. He also got a classified memo from his soon-to-be former defense secretary that says what the U.S. is now doing there isn't working. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
In the memo, Secretary Rumsfeld writes that the U.S. must start taking its hand off the bicycle seat and let Iraq ride out the fighting on its own. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley telling ABC's This Week, Iraqis want that too.
They want the hand to come off the bicycle seat. They've talked and began to lay out some of the plans they have for taking more responsibility.
But Democratic Senator Joe Biden tells Fox News Sunday, Iraq's prime minister isn't doing the job.
You need a political solution, and Maliki, I'm not sure, is the guy that can carry the sleigh.
The president waiting for the Iraq study group to present its ideas this week. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Should race be a factor in determining who goes to which public school? The Supreme Court takes up the issue today. The justices to hear arguments on two cases, one in Kentucky and one in Washington State.
Stanford University law professor Richard Banks says a lot is at stake. It's the first case involving the use of race in school admissions that the High Court has taken in 3 years, the first since Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, traditionally the swing vote on this issue, retired.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington. A fast-moving wildfire is burning out of control in Ventura County, California. This man is among the homeowners who have been told to evacuate.
It's very frightening, and we're thankful that the firemen are all here.
Several homes have already burned. If you filled your car up lately, you know the price of gas is up about 4 cents a gallon. The latest Lundberg survey says the national average is now 227. This is a good day to be a University of Florida football fan. Not so good if you like Michigan. The Gators are headed to the BCS National Championship game to take on Ohio State. This is ABC News.
My cough isn't just a cough. I've got a stuffy nose, too. That's why Robitussin CF is my Robitussin.
I have a cough, and I have to hit the road, so I take my Robitussin with me. Robitussin cough gels.
I've got the flu, fever, body aches. That's why Robitussin cough, cold, and flu is my Robitussin.
Robitussin has formulas for coughs, for colds, for congestion, and for flu. So no matter what you've got, there's Robitussin Relief with your name on it. Use as directed.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
A new study says it's no secret why so many kids are overweight. They're getting too many calories and not enough exercise. Here's ABC Steve Taylor.
Those fat kids on South Park are no joke.
Kids growing up here in the United States are gaining weight much faster than they are gaining height.
Dr. Claire Wong of the Harvard School of Public Health says the reason is too much sugary, fatty junk. She says even a typical teenager gets 10 extra pounds in 10 years. For the fattest teens, it's 58 extra pounds. What to do? Drop the sodas for water, the snacks for fruit, and instead of TV, get off the couch and try exercise. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
So you think teens are selfish? You might want to rethink that idea. A new study says nearly a third of the 16 to 19-year-olds in this country volunteer. One in four adults does. That's up from a low of 20% in 1989, the end of the me decade. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Here's a WGNU News update brought to you by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. I'm Peyton Colston. In St. Louis, hundreds of people left in the cold by widespread power outages caused by the winter storm late last week are warming up with the help of the American Red Cross. The St. Louis area chapter of the Red Cross is running five 24-hour emergency shelters for people who lost power in last week's winter storms. Shelters are at the Wohl Recreation Center in St. Louis, the John F. Kennedy Community Center in Florissant, the Arnold Recreation Center, the Farmington Civic Center, and West Haven Elementary School in Belleville. St. Louis City officials are working with area charities and the National Guard to respond to the winter storm from last week. About 100 National Guardsmen remain in the city and have been going door-to-door to check on residents. Two shelters, one at 12th and Park and another run by the Red Cross, just mentioned at Wohl Street, are open 24 hours. City officials urge everyone to go somewhere warm if they're without power and to ventilate your home first before relighting your pilot light. City residents with a broken water pipe should shut off their water valve right away. Call 314-231-1212 for help. And the entire state of Missouri is under an emergency declaration from Governor Matt Blunt, that word out of Jefferson City. The governor sent the National Guard and other state aid to the St. Louis area in response to the area's hardest hit by last week's winter storm. Blunt has also issued an executive order allowing the Department of Natural Resources to waive some rules on debris removal and open burning to speed up the cleanup. And that's WGNU News for this hour. It's been brought to you by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. This holiday season, give everyone on your list Missouri Lottery Scratchers. They're a great gift for them and an easy gift for you. I'm Peyton Colston with this hour's update of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock and AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil. Northbound 270, that incident that occurred between Graboy and 44 is cleared, but traffic's still back up through Chesson Ferry. Westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge, that accident's been cleared, and traffic's still delayed all the way back to 255. Northbound 270 at 44, there's an accident cleared on the ramp to eastbound 44. And westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 at 367, there's a disabled vehicle that's been moved at this hour, so expect that to be no problem now. Northbound 55 at 270 looks good. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79 looks good as well. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays, especially westbound 5570 at the PSB. There's a disabled vehicle in the left lane on the Illinois end of the bridge, and traffic's jammed through the exchange. And there are a number of traffic lights that are out due to power outages, so treat all intersections with no lights as a four-way stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil. Advil PM tonight. Spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep when you switch from Tylenol PM to new Advil PM. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-30s today. Partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, low around 20 for Tuesday. Partly cloudy in the morning with a high around 40. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy, low around 30. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Currently, we have 15 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 15, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's 5. So bundle up if you're going outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie. And
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Ooh, it's cold out here, but I perhaps not as cold as the heart of a Michael Richards. We need to talk about this. It's cold, but it's not that cold. It's not that cold. And there continues to be interesting fallout, interesting stuff coming out of this Michael Richards racist rant. And we want to talk about that this morning with editor and senior columnist for BlackAgendaReport.com, joining us from New York City, Margaret Kimberly. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
You
wrote this column for BlackAgendaReport.com, Black Lovers of White Supremacy. How is this connected to the Michael Richards piece? And what is a black lover of white supremacy?
Well, there seem to be more of them than others right now. But at any rate, they get the attention. The reason I wrote the column was that I was pretty shocked. That the response to Richards was not one of unified outrage. There was no other response called for except outrage that this man would hurl the worst kind of insults at black people only because they were black, that he would raise the specter of lynching because he didn't like what black people had done to him. It turned out they hadn't done anything to him. They just were black and walked in the room. But that he obviously had this lynching fantasy to say someone should be hung upside down with a fork up their ass, and I'm quoting what he said. And for the reaction from black people not to just be one of a unified outrage was quite shocking. There were a number of pundits, well-known black pundits, who had strange reactions. Some of them said that, well, you know, we use the N-word. So why can't a white person use it? Some of them say we should embrace the word. And it was just very odd. There are people like this fellow named John Ridley who's become prominent all of a sudden.
All of a sudden? Who the heck is this dude? And
idea. One day I logged on to HuffingtonPost.com, a blog I read regularly, and I said, who's this brother? And I realized quickly he is not my brother at all. The first column he wrote was all about why we should embrace the word nigger. He has a piece in Esquire magazine in this December issue where he basically says black people who have not achieved are niggers, period.
And that raises two things. First of all, would the Esquire magazine ever have printed a column with a racial slur for a Jew in the head of the column?
Oh, no.
Would they have done? So that raises the whole
thing of
why Esquire magazine? Oh, who's the audience that they're talking to? White men.
Absolutely, and the way for black people to become prominent is to beat up on other black people.
Mm.
The quickest way to get press attention, it is the quickest way to make money. The more you beat up on black people, the more accepted you are by many white people, the more money you will make. And I think we need to just be honest and call these people opportunists and self-haters.
It's a way
to fame and fortune among the chattering class.
It is an aggressive form of self-loathing.
Yes, it is. It's getting worse and worse. And I blame Bill Cosby for a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
It became clear once he was accepted, unfortunately, by the majority of black people too. It became clear that that was the way to fame and attention. And so this character Ridley, who was a screenwriter and a performer, suddenly realizes he can make a fast buck.
And we have to take a break. I'm talking to Margaret Kimberly. She's the editor and senior columnist for BlackAgendaReport.com, joining us from New York City. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a Motivational Moment. I'd like to encourage you to find out who you are and be it on purpose without apology. I believe that there is great power and influence when we know who we are. When we understand the gifts and talents that we possess, we're able to make a strong and powerful impact on the world around us. So please join me on Mondays from 1 to 2 for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality on AM 920 WGNU.
around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Beautiful shine, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird, who sings a love song as we go along.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. This half an hour, I'm having a conversation with Margaret Kimberly. She's the editor and senior columnist for BlackAgendaReport.com. She's joining us from New York City, and we're talking about the column that she wrote, The Black Lovers of White Supremacy, and also the impact of this, what this Mike Richards thing seems to be doing. Margaret, did you have a chance to listen to check out Paul Mooney?
Yes, I did.
And his response. Did you have a chance to listen to it?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to listen to it. I did read what he said. He said he's decided now to stop using the word nigger in his routine.
And I listened to the conversation that he had about this. And I'm still not convinced that, okay, it's a good thing that you stopped using the word, but I guess I got to raise the question of why didn't the actions of a Richard Pryor stop using the word, make you stop using the word, as opposed to a Mike Richards?
Well, and not only that, I don't think Paul Mooney ever used the word inappropriately. He used the word many times to talk about the things that white people think about black people.
Mm-hmm.
If he was not getting a reaction from a white audience, he'd say, I know what you're thinking, that nigga. Now, in that sense, I find it completely appropriate. He's exposing people. That is tough comedy, but he's exposing the racism of the country. That is completely different from someone who actually calls an audience member nigger. And for people to try to make comparisons with Richard Pryor or Paul Mooney just does not make any sense.
Well, and you know what is so fascinating to me, and I've done a Google search of Mike Richards and hate crime.
Yes.
And nothing comes up.
And I don't know why. I mean, nobody.
Isn't that a hate crime? Isn't that
absolutely
the clearest example of a hate crime? What more do you have to do? Put a bullet in somebody for it to be a hate crime?
Apparently, and who knows, nowadays it may not make the grade as a hate crime, but yes, it was a hate crime. And people try to say words, you know, sticks and stones break your bones, words don't hurt you, but words do hurt, and words are the precursors of hate crime.
Well, and that also goes to the whole concept of things that impact and affect you mentally are not as devastating as a broken arm, which is, you know, people are making billions of dollars a year dealing with the things that hurt you emotionally and hurt you mentally.
Absolutely. There was an incident a couple of days ago in Arizona where a white cop stopped a black man and forced him to rap in order to avoid getting a ticket.
And not only that, but they put it on television as part of their program.
Yeah.
It was part of this campaign, and they didn't see anything wrong. It was a couple of black guys, and they made it's kind of like dance, you know, and dance.
Yes.
Entertain me. You black, entertain me, or I'm gonna bring harm to you.
And I think that is as harmful as beating somebody up with a billy club.
Yes, it is. And in some ways, it's worse.
Because it's a trauma that they will always have, the humiliation that they must have felt. I cannot imagine psychologically surviving something like that. That is the worst thing that I can imagine. Someone to do that on tape, to film it.
And then show it to their friend. And show it to everybody.
Yes, of course. And that is why Michael Richards needed to be smacked down. There needed to be a unified beatdown of my, not literally, a unified beatdown of Michael Richards immediately from every black leader. Instead, we got equivocation, we got people saying, what's the big deal? We got people saying, well, they should never have heckled him. It turned out they hadn't in the first place. We had Jesse Jackson now. Jesse's meeting him and talking to him, and Al Sharpton's talking to him, and he's hired a flack, Howard Rubenstein, the biggest PR guy here in New York City, and I'm sure Howard Rubenstein called Jesse and Al first and said, please take his call. But we got all kinds of strange reactions instead of the unified outrage that we should have gotten.
Hate crime. This is a hate crime. It should be a poster child for a poster for this is what hate looks like. You got any questions? You know, this is what hate looks like.
And I think as time goes on, it's very dispiriting to me that something like that would be more acceptable instead of less so.
Mm. Mm.
But there seems to be no one leading the charge on when these things take place, and that is when you get the incidents like that took place recently in Arizona.
Oh, and you talk about in your column this ghetto fabulous party. Talk to us about that.
Well, this is the latest craze on college campuses across the country.
College campuses.
Yes, mm-hmm. Among white students, sometimes law students. Isn't that a scary thing?
Yeah, well, I went to law school. I know that it's there. I know that it's there.
And so we have people, future prosecutors, who are now think it's funny to make fun of black people. And they'll get a 40-ounce, and they'll wear gold chains. Some of them are now in blackface, and they have these ghetto fabulous parties.└
2006.
We've moved backwards.
And also, let us not forget that not only are we talking about prosecutors, we're talking about judges.
Future
judges.
Future prosecutors, future people, the future powerful people in this country.
Future legislators, future attorneys that will be arguing before the Supreme Court, people that will be trying to become Supreme Court justices, federal judges, lifetime appointees. And at the age of 21, they think in the year 2000 it's funny to go in blackface to a party.
And they should be punished. It should be made clear that that is not acceptable. If you do something like that, you'll be expelled. It would end tomorrow.
It would stop tomorrow, just like if you want to stop embezzlement, do life without or the death penalty. And I guarantee you, embezzlement will go down mightily.
Yes, it will.
Let me get to a caller or two here. Jameel.
Hey, how you doing today, Liz?
Outstanding. I'm talking to Margaret Kimberly. Do you have a question or comment?
I just had a comment just about the comedian and his comments. You know, I'm a 26-year-old black man, and, you know, to me, his comments, they weren't surprising. You know what I'm saying? I can't say that I was outraged because it wasn't surprising. You know, I've always felt that the majority of whites in this country, they still look at us as second-class citizens. And
well, I guess let me ask you this question, Jameel. Why weren't you outraged by it? Why weren't you angry about it?
Okay, I'm angry with white America just in general. His comments were it was nothing I hadn't heard, and it was not something that I was not expecting from a white man. I just felt like today a lot of racism is underground and hidden, and we have so many blacks now who feel that they are accepted by this country, by white America. And to me, this should have been a wake-up call to those blacks who feel that racism is dead, we're not discriminating. You have all the opportunity in the world.
Well, what emotions should we have when we hear something like that?
Well, like you were saying in your program just a minute ago, we need to unify and realize that we have a common enemy regardless of where you are socially in this country. As black people, we need to unify against the enemy. And that's something that I feel it will never happen because we are so dependent upon white America to take care of us, basically.
All right.
I
got to let you go because thank you very much.
Take care.
All right. And, Margaret, how do you respond to that?
Well, I agree with him partially that it's not surprising that there's such blatant racism. So I think I heard him saying that he was not surprised. But I still think that the reaction needs to be one of outrage that this is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you just say, well, you know, I'm not surprised, that's what's out there, then you just let people off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, it escalates. It's verbal, then it's physical, then it's legal, and then next thing you know, slavery's back. When we don't speak out against such blatant attacks on black people as this. And that's what it was. It was an attack on every black person.
It's an attack on everybody that looks like you and everybody that looks like me and everybody that's ever looked like you and ever looked like me.
Correct.
You know, so, I mean, if we don't attach that emotion to it, then you can't feel it, because feelings are about emotion, so you got to feel something about it.
I know, and it's painful, and so that's part of what, I don't know if the young man who called would own up to it,
right.
But part of, I think his issue is that it's painful.
Yep.
Got to do something with that pain.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what to do with it, what to do with that anger.
Yes.
I think talking about it and acknowledging it is the first step.
Is it appropriate, Margaret, to raise the question of why didn't folks get up on the stage and just beat him down? Is that an appropriate question?
I think it is. I'm sure partly they were just shocked. I think they were probably just stunned. It was not something that they ever imagined happening to them when they went out with their friends to have a good time. So I think, first of all, they were shocked. And I think they probably would have gone to jail if they had done it. They might have felt better. But it's pretty clear who was in control. He was a TV, he's not much of a comedian, clearly. He was an actor, a famous man, so I think there's this, I can't touch him. He's more powerful. He's got more.
So he knew what he was saying and to who he was saying it to.
He did, yes, he did it because, and I'm sure the room was 99% white.
Because the show didn't do it as Sinbad called Chocolate Night.
No, at the comedy club. Well, they wouldn't have had him on the stage on that night. I'm sure the people who were, I'm sure they were so shocked and hurt. It was a sucker punch. I mean, a verbal sucker punch.
Mm.
And they were just not prepared to respond. But I think that's a lesson for us, too. You know, one of the things about being black is you have to be prepared for these situations to come up before they come up.
And
how are you going to react?
And, Margaret, I know you have to go. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us this morning.
Thank you so much, Liz. I look forward to coming back.
Absolutely. Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Listen, folks, I'll be back after the break to take your calls, comments on this issue, and more. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Preparation H. Westbound 270th Canal Bridge, that accident's cleared but is still back through 255. Northbound 270 on the ramp to Tesson Ferry, there's an accident. Center lane is blocked. Westbound 40 at Hampton and Big Bend, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 at K and Zumbel, look for slow traffic in pockets. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry, look for slow traffic. The eastbound 40 between Boone's Crossing and Clayton Warson is slow as well. Eastbound 370 at Elm and Discovery Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 into the landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, all the way back through Monsanto on Route 3. Look for slow traffic on that ramp. Westbound 5570 onto the exchange, look for some delays as well. And all you have a number of outages that are attributing to power lights or traffic lights not being out. When you roll up to an intersection that the traffic lights aren't working, treat it as a four-way stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Preparation H. Carry Preparation H portable wipes, convenient little packets that hold very big wipes to cleanse, cool, and soothe even when you're not at home. Preparation H portable wipes, big relief to go. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Partly cloudy today, high around the mid-30s. This evening, partly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight, low around 20. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Patchy fog and mornings, and otherwise high around 40. And then Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Currently, we have 17 degrees. Lambert Field has 17 degrees as well. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 7, so if you're outside, bundle up. Or if you're heading to work or to school, please bundle up. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify.
At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis.
Sponsored by Reasonable Construction. Stop putting it off.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Kevin, good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Very good.
I read, is Sylvester Brown still a buddy of yours?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how did you like his article?
I didn't read it.
I have to call you back after you. I'm sure you'll read it.
What did he say? Because I didn't read it, so share with us what he said.
Well, it was an older white woman that called him up over the phone somewhere, and he said that she was a very nice person when she asked him about, when she told him a story about why do black people hate the N-word. Because she used to call a guy who befriended her family, who was a black guy, he used to call him Nigger John, N. John.
Oh, Jesus.
And instead of him just going out and saying, oh, Jesus, or something like, just like you said, he went into this whole thing on understanding her and started trying to connect it with black rappers who use the same word, because some black rappers like Tupac said, we use nigga instead of nigger. It's totally different. And then he went into the Kramer thing and stated that Kramer used the nigga word as though that's the same thing Tupac was using.
Well, I'm of the same school that they are.
Okay, I'm not.
I'm of the same school that it's the same word, whether it's an A-H, whether it's an E-R. When Richard Pryor was using the N-word, he didn't mean any more harm by it than Tupac meant when he was using it. It's the same way of just saying, I don't mean any harm by this word. This word, whether you put an A on the end of it or an E-R on the end of it, is the same awful, horrific word that should not be used. Was it worse when Michael Richards used it? Absolutely. Heck yeah. Hecky, yeah. It was worse. It was a hate crime, but it is, period. But it's still unacceptable for Tupac to use it as it was for Richard Pryor to use it.
You know what, Liz? What you just stated, even though I don't totally agree, but I do agree, but I can live with that. But that's not what Sylvester Brown stated.
Mm-hmm.
He started understanding it. You know, I'm a separatist. I don't believe in marrying outside the race.
Well, so you know, I don't think that anybody has the right to tell anybody who they should marry or who they should love. I don't think that anybody has the right to do that. You marry who you want to marry, you love who you want to love, and let everybody else do that as well.
That's why I said I'm a separatist. Let me be a separatist.
Well, you know,
I believe you should be able to marry anybody you want to marry.
Absolutely. So
legally.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I think morally, every kind of way that there is, you should be able to do whatever you want to do with whoever you want to do it with, and let the chips fall where they may. But insofar as you attacking my people, you attacking me, you don't have that right. You do not have the right, and nobody has the right to not know our history. When Tupac said it, he was wrong. And when anybody says it, they are wrong. And they need to understand the history of that word. Any contribution, that's why Richard Pryor said, I'm going to not use that anymore because I know what that means now. It hurts all of us. And it's another contribution to it's all right to use it. And that is unacceptable.
In the context of Sylvester Brown's article, he was talking to a woman that was 72 years old. So it was a time when we were living under Jim Crow etiquette.
We still are.
You didn't say that you were a N or didn't allow under Jim Crow etiquette a white woman to call you that, you were hung.
Well, then that
I wanted him to say something like that to explain to her why maybe John didn't say anything or wanted you to call him that because he didn't want to get hung.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
He didn't say any of that.
Well, I have to read it.
Yeah.
That woman should have been taken to task for the racist thing that she did. It was racist 50 years ago. It is racist today. There are no times that make it acceptable for enslavement. It was a sin of God, a sin against God 150 years ago, 200 years ago. It's a sin against God today.
Right.
Period.
Well,
dot.
Right. And the reason I'm a separatist, Liz, because I believe we're fighting a war.
I understand.
Economic war. And there's a race war going on, and you can't mix the races up if you all don't have the same agenda.
But it's the same thing that other people say about people of African descent. Again, I am not saying that you defend anybody that engages in racist actions against you, but once you cross the line of saying who I can hang out with, who I can love, you don't have the right to do that. No one has the right to do that ever. Now, you teach your children and raise your children however you want to raise them, and that's what you should be able to do. But once you get outside of your family, you don't have the right. Let me put it this way. You should never have the right of telling somebody else who they should love.
But you don't have the right. It's against the law.
So. No, it's against, well, not only that, I think it's against the morality too.
I gotta go.
1-877-920-WGNU. Christine.
Yes, Liz. Your guest, Kimberly.
Margaret Kimberly.
She wrote, what's the name of the article that she wrote?
She wrote Black Lovers of White Supremacy at blackagendareport.com.
I was wanting to ask her, I know there's a wannabe white supremacy are so-called. But I wonder, what is these people who call themselves that? What is that?
Okay, what is that are you referring to? Which part of is that are you referring to?
A white supremacist.
Well, there's the concept of white supremacy. There are people who believe that they're entitled to it. There are people that actively pursue it. And then there are people that defend it. And there are people that love white supremacy. The concept that because you are of a certain race, that your efforts, your actions are superior to others that are not. And when people like Ridley, this guy that has written this racist, self-loathing article for Esquire magazine, when Esquire magazine publishes something like that, and the words that Ridley used in this article is defending, going well beyond defending white supremacy, is a loving of white supremacy.
So it's just a so-called white supremacy, because that's just something that these people who believe that, which
they believe
in the lowest form of facts that you can get.
They believe in white supremacy, and John Ridley loves the idea of white supremacy.
And like I said, that's the lowest form of factual, is believing something. That's no facts in that.
All right.
And one other thing, she said that she blamed Bill Cosby for a lot of this stuff.
She believes that he contributed mightily to the John Ridley, what she was referring to are people like John Ridley coming out and making money off of aggressive self-loathing. Yes.
You know, Liz, it's a funny thing. They did a lot of talking when Cosby was talking about the families and all of this, but he did had another conference on people using the N-word, and he was saying that Black people are very stupid to say the N-word and even to dance to it. And he had a long conference, a town hall meeting. And you didn't hear anything about that, did you?
No, but you know what? I don't care. With respect to Bill Cosby, I think he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He's the same man that made fun of African children, being so prideful of themselves, attempting to creating African names for themselves. He belittled and ridiculed those African people for doing that. He belittled and ridiculed African people that are not of the same economic, that don't make as much money as he does. He talks out of both sides of his mouth. I am really, really uninterested. You know, a blind squirrel can find a nut every once in a while.
Okay, well, that one thing about your guest, she seemed like she enjoyed using the N-word.
No, I don't think so. I think that what she was doing is she was quoting people. She didn't use the word herself. She was quoting the people who did. Some people do that.
But she seemed like she agreed with people, comedians using the N-word, that it was okay.
She didn't have a problem with the context in which Paul Mooney used the N-word. That's true.
That's totally wrong. I think that it shouldn't be used.
I agree. I believe that it shouldn't be used either.
And like people who condone that, to me, that's a form of self-loathing.
Okay. We're going to take a break, folks. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Réveillon feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
This WGNU Global News Update is brought to you by Reasonable Construction. I'm Peyton Colston. Dateline, Colorado Springs, Colorado. The Air Force Space Command is hoping to solve an interference problem that caused hundreds of garage door openers in Colorado Springs to stop working. Although the Air Force denies fault, Colonel Joyce Jenkins Harden of the 721st Mission Support Group called the incidents a strong coincidence.
We were testing a brand new land mobile radio system, a brand new capability that will really facilitate the military missions here in Colorado Springs.
The new radio transmitter broadcasts a short distance from the band for garage door and car alarm remotes. Jenkins Harden says the garage doors operated normally when the transmitter was temporarily turned off Thursday. She says the new system will not only help the military, but will also help first responders in Colorado Springs. That's a WGNU Global News Update brought to you by Reasonable Construction. I'm Peyton Colston.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Just digging in, decorated, and it's all good. I'm let it go on and on and on and on and on.
Why does this feeling
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
A couple of comments on the N-word. You hit on a key point, and the key point was education. And I think that's the biggest issue here, is that a lot of our people are uneducated as to, one, you know, the meaning of that word, and two, you know, just our history. I consider myself very fortunate, and my siblings and a lot of my cousins and so forth, when we were raised, we were taught that, you know, like a lot of immigrants to America, that they actually had a home in which they could trace their history to, such as Italian Americans, Chinese Americans, or what have you. But we were also taught the same thing, that we did have a home. We had a continent, and from that continent there were multiple countries, and that our people came from these countries, and that continent was Africa. And we were taught as such, and this is before the term African-American was very fashionable. We were taught that, you know, we were given these labels, you know, such as the N-word and the word black and colored and what have you, you know, throughout history, you know, and that all those terms were derogatory, that those were slights at us as a people, as a race of people. And I was taught this at a very young age, and I still remember that lesson. And, you know, as such, you know, I carry that to this day, whereas when that word, I hear that word, you know, it kind of makes me cringe. You can't even use, you know, you can't present that word to me.
No, you can't, and it is indefensible in every single manner and way. Whether you know you can try to step away, you cannot. There is no way that you can. It is a waste product of the mind. Okay, you cannot take a waste product and rub it on you and say that it is not a waste product. It is the waste product of a racist mind. If you pick it up and you touch it, you're still holding a waste product. And you can call it ice cream if you want to, but it is still a waste product. So add in an A-H to the end of it, add in an A to an end of it, it is still the waste product of a racist mind, and I'm not touching it, I'm not holding it, I'm not slinging it, I'm not having anything to do with it, because I know from whence it came and what it is.
Yes, ma'am. And our people who will try to defend its use, or try to candy coat its use, or try to justify someone's interpretation of it, those people, one, you know, a lot of those people, quote unquote, are considered themselves educated, and a lot of them aren't, quote unquote, educated. You have to wonder what their motives are, you know, and
there's self-hate. There is also a wounded psyche, like the young brother that called a little bit ago that said that he wasn't outraged by it, wasn't angry by it. I think it's because of the reluctance to embrace the pain of this. The reluctance to admit to the pain of this in order to deal with this. And some people, do you know people that turn away from pain every single day of the week, okay? They will keep telling themselves, I'm not feeling any pain, I'm not feeling any pain, I'm not feeling any pain. They overeat, they drink, they engage in self-destructive behavior in any way that they can to get away from the pain that they are, that they have in their life. That is what, that, I believe, that's the larger issue of what goes on with people that try to embrace this, because they don't want to deal, they feel that they can't deal with the pain of it.
Ms. Brown, it's a lot of old sayings that can, you know, tie into this, but there's one that, you know, those who don't, you know their history are destined to repeat it, and I see that happening with this in a larger context. You see the assault on, like, affirmative action, you see the assault on a lot of the progress that our people have made in this country to not become, because the assimilated into the society, but to be considered as equals in a society that, you know, look at as, you know what, I'm a man and I'm a woman just as you are a man and you are a woman. And I see assault being made on that, on those principles that we fought for.
And I look at the
utilization of that N-word and the acceptance by a lot of people of that as just another weapon against that assault, against those strides that we're made.
And I got a roll. Thanks for your call.
Yes, ma'am.
1-877-920-WGNU. Victor.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I am outstanding.
That's good. Yeah, I've been told by quite a few people, but I don't believe it. But I'd like to know, are you or have you ever dated a white person?
Oh, of course not. Why?
I didn't believe that. No, I just don't want to see it. I just don't believe that.
Why would that question even come up?
No, the discussion of you had came up. And, you know,
well, people say all kinds of things.
I didn't believe it.
Well, and even if it were true, what would that have to do with me?
I'm saying. Want to do. I just didn't believe it. I'm just saying.
So the point would be what? You know, I mean, the point is that I don't advocate for African people. The point is, you know, I mean, I still get the death threats. I still get attacked. So what would the point be?
All right. Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call. Car phone.
Hi, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Listen, you're absolutely right. The N-word was a creation of a white racist mind, and what we should do is give it back to them by not using it ourselves. Let them have it. If anyone is to use it, it should be them.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not for letting them use it. I say that everybody that does needs to be charged with a hate crime and be punished mightily. You don't get a free pass. If you want to use it, then you suffer the consequences of using it.
Well, yes, and indeed, I don't think we should use it. It's a
absolutely
word that was not created by African American people, and it shouldn't be used by us.
I absolutely agree.
It should be given back to the domain from which it came, which was the white racist mentality.
But I also believe that I'm not touching the word. So when you say give it back, I wouldn't use those words, give it back. I would say anybody that uses the word needs to be punished and punished mightily for it, because it's a crime.
Yes.
It is
indeed
a crime. Period. Thank you. You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Hey, I got two things. First thing is Dr. Cornel West has two CDs out, and it's about talking about the N-word. There's a couple of songs in there. It's fabulous to listen to, and his points of views on it. But what I called about, Ms. Brown, have you heard anything about this FBI using cell phones as spy tools on American citizens?
I ran across
an article.
Okay.
On MSNBC.com, and what the FBI is doing, and they've actually done this, and this case is pending. They can literally turn your cell phone on while it's off and let the mic be a eavesdropping piece. Every single cell phone has this capability. And they can download a little program from the cell phone companies And what it does, it switches the phone on, the mic, and then they can listen to anything you say, do, anytime, anywhere. If you're standing next to someone as a suspect, they can get your cell phone and they can cut it on and they can listen to your, which is how this particular case involving the mafia wound up in federal court. That they couldn't get a hold of these guys, so they just basically cut their cell phone on and was listening to what they were saying while the phone was off.
Did they have to get a warrant to do it?
Yep, a judge signed a federal warrant saying that in the article on ZNet.com, it's FBI tap cell phone is a headline. The federal judge signed a warrant and allowed it to happen. He said that it did not violate the constitutional privacy rights because the law was broad.
Well, then I guess the answer is that everybody needs to take their battery out of their phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is truly, truly scary.
Oh, and,
scary.
And the same thing operates with the General Motors North Star systems.
That they can listen in?
Yeah, they can cut those on and listen. And there's a case pending in that also where they cut the phone, where they cut the North Star system on and was able to eavesdrop on the conversations in the vehicle. And the people, you don't know it. There's no way to detect it. Because it's coming through the system, the satellite system, which is just downloads a simple program into your phone, and basically there you go. You don't even know you're being spied on. All cell phones have that capability, and the cell phone industry has issued a statement saying that they comply with all federal and state requests for such a download. That is
okay,
incredible.
I'm speechless.
I
am totally speechless. Wow.
That's over 1 billion cell phones now in operation, more than 100 million in the United States alone.
Wow. Wow.
And its families have four of them. You know what I'm saying? Some families have two and three and four. You can spy on a whole family.
Wow.
At any time, anywhere.
Who's on your five? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Who's on your five? They can spy on everybody that you have on your five.
That's right. And then,
wow.
And then you could be around somebody with a cell phone that may be, you know, in question.
Wow. So people could be snitches for people by simply bringing their cell phone into a conversation.
Precisely. And they say that apparently this feature is well known because politicians, they take their cell phones. They never go into the conferences with their cell phones. And I was always puzzled by that, you know, why. But the reason why is because these politicians know that this feature exists in cell phones, but it's not published.
Wow, got to roll.
Okay,
thanks for scaring me. Well, I'll be back after the news.
Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger, another member of the president's team calling it quits. United Nations Ambassador John Bolton.
The president made the controversial recess appointment in August of last year, and it was set to expire when the current Congress concludes a month from now. Bolton had faced a wall of Democratic opposition when he was originally nominated, and with Democrats in control of the new Congress, he also faced a tough time staying in the job.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. The president's focused on Iraq this week. He'll get the final report from the Iraq Study Group on Wednesday. Today he meets with the Shiite leader at the White House.
This particular Shiite figure is a pivotal one. Abdul Haziz al-Hakim not only leads a huge Shiite party with a dominant voice in the Iraqi parliament, but he is a bitter rival of the most anti-American cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. And al-Hakim is firmly opposed to the voices calling for Iraq to be split up into provinces.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. The Supreme Court takes up a controversial issue today, segregation in public schools. The justices will hear arguments in two cases from Kentucky and Washington State. Both question whether a student can be assigned to a particular school to promote diversity. A suggestion for parents.
Whether it is safe sex.
I'm using protection.
Or safe driving. The American Academy of Pediatrics wants parents to take more control of what their children watch and do.
Take care of yourself.
The Academy says parents should reduce family exposure to advertising of virtually every type to reduce risk of obesity and poor nutrition and to avoid conflicting messages about sex. The pediatricians also say parents should control access their kids have to the family car, even suggesting a written parent-teenager contract that defines the restrictions. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
I don't want to leave my house and not know what's happening.
Homeowner in Ventura County, California, who's been encouraged to evacuate as a wildfire burns out of control nearby. This is ABC News.
My cough isn't just a cough. I've got a stuffy nose, too. That's why Robitussin CF is my Robitussin.
I have a cough, and I have to hit the road, so I take my Robitussin with me. Robitussin cough gels.
I've got the flu, fever, body aches. That's why Robitussin cough, cold, and flu is my Robitussin.
Robitussin has formulas for coughs, for colds, for congestion, and for flu. So no matter what you've got, there's Robitussin Relief with your name on it. Use as directed.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
There's a price and a buyer for just about everything. Here's ABC's Daniela Bellotta.
A 65-million-year-old dinosaur nest was auctioned in Los Angeles. The winning bidder paying $400,000, a world record. The rare fossil contains 22 unhatched eggs arranged in a circular pattern along the edge. Some so well preserved, you can see the embryo curled inside. The nest was unearthed in China in 1984 and bought by an American collector in 2003. Some scientists say the nest should be exhibited in a museum in China and not in someone's home. The buyer's identity is being held under wraps. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Do you have a Starbucks card? Well, so does just about everyone else. The National Retail Federation says about 96 million of them have been sold since 2001. The coffee chain has made over $2 billion off of them, and soon you'll be able to get prepaid cards at McDonald's and Wendy's, too. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
This report of WGNU News is brought to you by Centrum. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, a child is recovering after being caught in a roof collapse at a gas station in Baldwin. The roof of the Conoco station in the 15,300 block of Manchester Road gave way under the weight of ice and snow Saturday afternoon. Several people were trapped in their cars, but only the child had to be taken to the hospital. Authorities say the child's injuries are minor. A 62-year-old Park Hills man is dead after a weekend crash on an icy road. The Missouri Highway Patrol says Thomas Benoist lost control of his car on an ice-covered stretch of Old Highway 8 in St. Francis County on Saturday afternoon. Benoist overturned in a creek bed off the side of the road and was partially ejected from the car. Authorities say he was not wearing his seatbelt. In Afton, a fallen power line may be to blame for a fire that killed an elderly woman. 87-year-old Arlene Mays died in the fire early Friday morning at her home on Bonney. Investigators believe the ice and snow caused a power line to fall onto Mays' house. In Edwardsville, a crash at a dark traffic signal kills a woman. 56-year-old Ann Gardner died Friday afternoon when her car was hit by a Granite City man at the intersection of Governor's Parkway and Essex Drive. The traffic lights at that intersection were reported to be out because of the power outage from the winter storms. Traffic lights that are not functioning should be treated as four-way stops. And Illinois State Police still are not sure what killed a man whose body was found near the Martin Luther King Bridge. The victim's body was discovered late Saturday afternoon near the I-5570 exit ramp to the bridge in East St. Louis. There's no word on the man's name, but he's believed to have been about 30 years old. And that's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out their full potential. Centrum's balanced and complete. I'm Peyton Colston, reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes, 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Clarkson Eye Care. Lindbergh at 64, look for a disabled vehicle partially blocking the exit ramp. Eastbound 70 at 79, there's an accident. Two right lanes are blocked. Expect delays. Northbound 270 at Manchester, disabled vehicle. Right lane is blocked. Westbound 40 at Timberlake Manor, there's a vehicle on fire. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203 and the Canal Bridge is stop and go. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Clayton Morrison. Look for slow traffic there. 367 at the Parker, there's traffic lights not working. There are a number of areas that have power outages, so the traffic lights won't be working. In that instance, treat all stops as a four-way stop. Other than that, your final approach is in the Poplar Street Bridge. You may see some delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Clarkson Eye Care. Clarkson Eye Care's team of experienced optometrists and ophthalmologists have been serving St. Louis for 27 years. And with 26 locations, there's one near you. Call 1-888-ICARE today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Partly cloudy day, high in the mid-30s this evening. Partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, low around 20. For Tuesday, partly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, high around 40. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 40 as well. Currently, we have 17 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 15. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's about 7. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. don't mean on the phone, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Please don't forget the blanket drive, December 15th, December 15th, December 15th. Get your blankets, $5 blankets. We are trying to, obviously, this is the, we need to be handing out blankets. And the Wake Up Call, third annual blanket drive is December 15th. If you want to, you can start delivering your blankets here at the station at 265 Union. If you can't hand them out, if you can't get them here on the 15th. Blanket drive on the 15th of December, please. We need your help. We need your help to get the blankets. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Tim.
Yes. Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
Okay, well, I was calling in reference of this N-word.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I come up in the era to where, you know, I didn't come up in the 60s. So I'm like in my mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
I make this point because understanding the cycle and how things tend to, everything is the same, nothing is new. Those that missed it in the 60s when Martin Luther King was marching, and then they talk about Tupac, these were two people that, you know, black folks, young folks looked at Tupac as a leader, and older folks look at Martin Luther King, which he was a positive leader. And I say this because this N-word was something that was associated when the whites called us that. And then you have to look at when black folks started using it. It was a time of violence and gang banging and things of hatred to where it was associated with. So black folks need to understand that, as you say, this N-word thing is not something to be touched or played with, because when you look at how it is being used, whether you use it playfully or not, if you go back and research it, any time this word was used, it was used to destroy or to, you know, degrade black folks.
It is the fecal waste product of a racist mind. It is a waste product of a racist mind, and you can call it sugar if you want to, but it ain't.
And also, I was to shine a little more light in, you know, I remember in high school in my black history class, I watched this film by D.W. Griffin.
The Birth of a Nation.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about how, you know, we talk about how black folks, we had a lot more power than what we did. I mean, it has come and gone. But I can remember in that movie where it talked about how we held 100 and some seats in the Senate or however when they ran. It was after the Civil War to where when the Ku Klux Klan had started their movement, it was only because black folks had became free to do as they were, as equals. And to stop this equality thing down south, is what they decided to do. So if we look at the times, whenever black folks get together to rally against us as far as calling us names or those things that they did in the past, it shows in the world that there is something that to where black folks have put a fear against them, and it was a non-violent one.
All right, I'm sorry, I've got to roll. I'm sorry. Thanks for your call. We're taking a break. I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Now Goldie's Music presents the ultimate 50s vocal group collection called Doo-Wop Greats. Yes, you get the Cadillacs, the Platters, the Crests, the Del Vikings, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Rivieras, the Kleptones, the Chantels, the Flamingos, Little Anthony and the Imperials, the Olympics, and the Five Satins, plus many more. Yes, you'll be singing along to the greatest doo-wop songs ever recorded.
I wonder who
doo-wop greats.
All songs have been digitally remastered for the highest quality. Call now and add doo-wop greats to your collection.
Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995. Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Frosted. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Larry.
Hey, Liz. How you doing?
I am outstanding. How are you?
It's been a while since I talked to you. I got this job. I'm on vacation this week. I'm able to hear you every day.
Okay. Am I going to get some blankets from you this year?
Yes, you will.
All right, now.
Okay, Liz. Man, you talked about this N-word, I think, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so sickening, what sickens me about it is I'm, 49 years old? And you know, when I hear older black people use that word, it's like, come on. You the people that came up, you know, in front of me, you know what that word meant. You know, when we was growing up, a black person called another black person that name, it meant that we was in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be a fight. Because that's the only time they used it. It was during anger. But, you know, I grew up on the South Side when black people couldn't go across Park Avenue. That yellow line in the middle of Park, you know where Grand and Park is?
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't step over there until after Dr. King got killed.
Wow.
Okay, but check this out. When we did go up there, we was able to walk up there. We had to fight back. But the reason why we were fighting because the white folks was calling us the N-word. And to hear these youngsters today, and these older people use that word, it sickens me. It's like, oh, man, I got to. The sad part is when I have to educate the older ones about the word, and they know much better. But, you know, it's some youngsters that seem to come around, and then they will get an understanding. But it's the older black people that get me when they use the word.
And that's an ongoing battle.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing battle.
And, you know, that's the way slaves identified each other.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I saw it on HBO. You ever saw that this documentary? I forget the title of it. It was on about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, with Samuel Jackson
okay.
and all of them in it.
I
was reading Letters from Slaves. I think that was the name.
And I've read a lot of letters from people that were enslaved as well, mm-hmm. and a lot of enslaved people did not do that. I'm certain mm-hmm. that there were some that did it, just mm-hmm. like there are some that do it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I resist the urge to mm-hmm. paint with the brush how all enslaved people internalized slavery.
Yeah.
So I ain't going there.
Okay.
I ain't going there. All right.
All right, Liz, you take it easy.
You too. Take care.
All
Thanks
right.
for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
You know, I have to get back on this power thing.
Okay.
I was wondering, I was told, and I don't know the truth behind it, that when Ameren took over, they fired all the tree cutters. You know, and I'd like to know about that because, you know, I can remember when we had ice storms and we didn't have this. You know,
yeah.
you had little isolated places where people were out of power, where a tree fell or something like something you just can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But when I drive down any number of streets, I was going down New Halls Ferry between West Florissant and Parker Road.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the trees, and the power lines are going all through the trees.
But wait a minute, wait a minute. This is after what happened this summer.
Exactly.
I mean, this is after what happened this summer. They didn't cut any trees after this summer.
They went back and trimmed. I heard some people tell me they went, came in, and they cut a few little branches. You know, but these people, I mean, I believe that there ought to be some kind of recourse that we have to sue these people and make them step up to the plate, because anytime you're putting profits ahead of people, you know, that's not going to work, especially if you have a public utility where you're taking care of millions and millions of people and they depend on this electricity. You know, and when you have stuff like things that can be prevented, like trees knocking down power lines, that can be prevented. And for these people to sit up here and talk about we have warming centers, get the, you know, I'm about ready to go through the roof on this.
I hear you.
You know, because it is not right for us to be out of electricity because of trees that they can be cutting down, that when it was Union Electric, they were cutting them down.
That's
and
a fact.
They were trimming them back.
That's
and
a
they
fact.
Were keeping them off the power line.
That's a fact.
I think
that's
people need to wake up and get on out there and class action lawsuit or something.
Race
because
of...
these people are ripping us off.
Absolutely. And they're getting ready to, and there's getting ready to be a big rate hike.
Exactly. See, they always want to come to you when they want to talk about making some more money for that big time CEO or whoever's cleaning up there. But in the meantime, people are suffering, and this is ridiculous. We got 19 people dead. You know, we got four or five people that basically asphyxiated themselves by burning different things that they had no business burning.
Mm-hmm.
They had no business even getting there, Liz.
That's fact. How are their branches on the limbs after what happened this summer? After people, wait a minute, after people died this summer.
Trimming these trees. Go down New Orleans Ferry. Go in the city. I was over on West Florissant, right by the Warner Park Street Library. Go down there and just look at the trees that are, the power lines are going through the trees, Liz.
Absolutely.
And I'm just looking around, you know, just, you know, nothing particular. They're everywhere. And they don't give a damn, and the proof is in the pudding.
Thanks for your call.
Have a good one.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me.
Hello?
You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, thank you, Liz. This is Victoria. I just wanted to have one more comment on this outage. The summertime when we went through this, it was just horrendous. And they told us that we were eligible for federal emergency funds. Well, we didn't receive any. And I know when there are disasters like this, like in Chicago in '92, when the basements of all the homes in the south side of Chicago flooded, that was because the city didn't clean the sewers. All the spring water came into the south side basement. Now, the government interviewed everyone. They received a check for $2,000 from your government. And then the state kicked in $900 roughly for people who had clothes and children's things in the basement. We didn't receive any of that. And we have the same kind of neglect going on here in St. Louis. And they're talking about the city of St. Louis. It's a great city to live in. I've lived here. I've lived in Chicago. They got some similar problems. But this is neglect on the highest level. This is incompetence on the highest level. You have Amber Dewey. You have the city of St. Louis. You have all these suburban districts. They're all pointing the finger at each other. The state and the government also should be blamed. There should not be weeds growing up like trees every 6 months and shutting off all electricity when there's a wind that comes through this city. We get no money. We get no reimbursement. That's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Thank you so much.
And then they want to know why no one wants to live here.
Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. Sister Betty Muhammad.
This is Sister Zetty Muhammad.
Zetty.
Is, how are you?
I am outstanding.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to make a quick announcement that the Millions More Movement office located at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 215, is opening its doors as a warming center for those individuals in our community who still are yet without power. And it's very warm there, and they can certainly come and get out of the cold if they need to.
And that address, slower again this time, please, slower.
It's 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 215 in the Victor Roberts Building.
Very good. Is there a phone number?
361-9191.
361-9191. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Lindsay.
Good morning.
Miss Lindsay, yes.
Yes, I'm a displaced person at this time. But I wanted to say two things. I called Hampton Inn about a room the other day, $500 a night.
Shut up.
And my daughter said, what did you say? So I asked him again and said, I said, this tonight, $500 a night? He said, yes. And the other thing about these coolers.
Wait a minute. I don't want to let this go for a second. Hampton Inn was saying that.
Down on, right up just south of Highway 44, $500 a night. Now, I knew that the Rams game was going to be played on Sunday and that St. Louis U was having the basketball here on Saturday. But that's exactly what they said.
$500
a night. So they knew that I would not accept that. But I just had to let you and your listeners know. And the other thing I heard on the radio when I got some batteries was that the Red Cross had warming centers, but they closed at 10 o'clock at night. Now, this Red Cross is just a hoax, and people better think about that when they start saying, we want your blood and we want your money, because this is a hoax. Who needs your help in the daytime when you get a little sunlight, and you're going to put them outdoors at night at 10 o'clock
when
it's cold and no place to go? It's a hoax. If they want to say, we did something to help the people, and they had about 10 or 12 of these, but they're putting you out at night, you don't need them at all.
Thanks for your call.
And the other thing about, I wanted to say, about, what was the last thing you all were talking about? I wanted to chime in on that, too.
Okay, got to roll. Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. I'll be back after this break.
In the beginning, there were but a few that gave birth to a new fad in music called rock and roll. They were referred to as the Legends of Rock. And now Goldie's Music has compiled the greatest hits of three of these legends: Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Chuck Berry.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. You broke my will, but what a thrill. It's great, it's just great. Balls of fire.
This 3-CD package is not available in stores, so call toll-free right now and order your very own copy of The Legends of Rock. Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice.
Oh, didn't want to let go of that
Give
one.
Give me a diamond ring for Christmas.
All right now. All right now, Howard.
Now I'm living in paradise.
All right, this is Liz Brown, man, the wake-up call, 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877, all right, 1-877-920-WGNU, you need to get up, you need to get to me, we have all kinds of things to talk about, and if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com, get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Watch
good morning.
Watch out there, Liz Brown. You're a talk show host, not a DJ.
That was good, wasn't it?
How you doing this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding.
And I was sitting here watching the electric lanterns go down my alley, so I might have electricity about 4 o'clock, they say. Yeah, they got to go through the whole place all the way to West Florida. Put up lines. Speaking of the N-word, I find out that black people find comfort zones with things. Now, and I always tell people, white will always take care of their own. Now, what was that with the Michael Jackson said that he had to rekindle in a record or something? And it was where people, they didn't find a comfort zone in what he said, his lyrics and his record. But I'm finding black people are finding comfort zones with this wannabe comedian. And you take like meth. That's why I tell people all the time, white will always take care of their own.
Well, wait a minute. With respect to how white people treat white people, there are too many white people in poverty.
There are too many white
women that are being beaten by their husbands.
Sure.
There are too many. Wait a minute. No. So I mean, so to make a blanket statement like that, suggest a power or an existence of something that is not true. Will white men in power take care of white men in power sometimes? Because ask Bill Clinton how well he was taken care of as a white man in power. So there are pockets of powerful people that have money by virtue of stealing it, by have money by virtue of taking it, that will try and take care of some of them every once in a while. But to make a blanket statement of that they do, no, they don't.
Well, I'm just speaking how the power works. Because when you speak of meth and crack cocaine, meth is a white drug. They open up meth rehab centers. They made all of your drugstores snatch back all of the different type of ingredients it takes for you to make it. They made the propane man bring his stuff closer to his house so you couldn't steal it. But when it come to crack cocaine, they only moved on crack cocaine when crack cocaine started moving into their neighborhood.
Well, it's always been in their neighborhoods. It's never moved into their neighborhood.
Well,
it's always been in their neighborhood.
But what
has happened is that there will always be an urge within certain institutions in this country that there will be a preoccupation with people of African descent. There is no question about that. Within the criminal justice system, there is a preoccupation and a desire and a racism to go after people of African descent for lesser crimes and give more time.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But that is not about protecting white people. That is about pursuing African people as a result of racist beliefs.
Right. Well, okay then. And I didn't make Friday. My lights went out.
Well, nobody made Friday.
No,
the meeting was canceled. The building's lights were off. We canceled the meeting. And we'll have another one this week. I've just got to check with Irene, and I'll have a date for you tomorrow.
Okay, good.
All right. Thanks for your call. And we're talking about the meeting for the blanket drive workers, 1-877-920-WGNU. Hmm. Well, I guess he finally got it clear. Maybe he went back and listened to some of the tapes from the WhiteRoseSociety.org, where the wake-up call is archived on a daily basis. John Bolton just resigned. That's breaking news. John Bolton just resigned. I guess so. It's interesting. I wish that Boy George had moved this expeditiously when dealing with issues that really matter to this country from this perspective. Boy George got rid of Donald Rumsfeld. Why? Because Donald Rumsfeld was doing a crappy job? No, not because he was doing an awful job. Not because he would have been fired from any other job. But he got rid of Donald Rumsfeld because he did not want to give the Democrats an opportunity to bring Donald Rumsfeld in front of Congress and ask him questions that hadn't been asked and pursue him in a way that he hadn't been pursued. He did that for political reasons, not for the sake of this country. That's why are we having this conversation now about other options in Iraq? Is it because it's the right thing to do? No, it is because the reason why Boy George and his administration is having any kind of conversation about other possibilities of what to do in Iraq is because the Democrats are in the majority and the Baker's recommendations are getting ready to come out. He's moving on a political reason to be out front on the issue, or to feel like he's out on front on the issue. John Bolton's resignation is not as a result of John Bolton as an incompetent. It's that Boy George does not want to give the Democrats a political advantage of sending John Bolton's name in for confirmation and having the Democrats reject it. These are not the decisions that are made by a leader that has the interests of the country at heart. These are the actions of a political opportunist that is sticking his political index finger into the political wind and attempting to read which way the political wind, is blowing. So make no mistake, the decision of John Bolton to resign, and can you hear my quotation marks around it? The decision of John Bolton to resign, the decision of Donald Rumsfeld to resign, bunk. Bunk, bunk, bunk. Oh, and don't forget, let me see, another reason why John Bolton resigned, let me see. Could it be that Hugo Chavez won an election with 60-something percent of the vote? You think? 1-877-920-WGNU, you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, sister. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing blacktastic.
All right now.
You know, I was so happy I was ecstatic to see this resignation by Bolton and his gloomsome face that's appearing on CNN. But
mm-hmm.
This guy here that wouldn't have done any good for the CNN. All he was doing is carrying the water for the same old group.
And they didn't want to, and he was afraid. He was afraid. Talk about your cut and run. He was afraid to come in front of the Congress and be a man.
Yes.
Take it. Come
and,
on.
You know, you mentioned another thing, too, about our great world patriot, Hugo Chavez,
mm-hmm.
as he did win his election, and people sent him back.
That's right.
To do the job that he's done. But you know the thing that I hope that the listeners pay attention to is how the press go about describing him as anti-American.
Isn't that something?
Tell me, how can a man who has made affordable heating oil for poor people here in the United States, how can he be labeled as anti-American? How can someone who has made gasoline affordable, you know, sell it under the prices that your run-of-the-mill oil companies sell, How can he be labeled anti-American? Also,
well, his position, here's the other piece of this, is his position is that he is completely opposed to Bush and his administration. So was over 50% of this country in the last election and the presidential elections before that. So are they all anti-American as well?
That is a good point. I think they are very smart myself. Thank you very much.
All right, now, thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ike.
I'm glad to hear you back.
That's good to be back.
I like the thunder I heard this morning, most of it. I've been listening more. I've been calling. But what I want to talk about is, first, about UE. UE had plenty of time, you know, after this severe storms we had this past summer. They could went on, got those trees trimmed, especially when the trees fell off before the storm hit here. But they get the money for that, Liz. I've talked to some people that this money they get for these things like trimming trees and stuff, they'll hold that money at the end of the year, and then they'll spread the money around the CEOs and sit down with the people. They got the money to do that, Liz.
Of course they have the money
they
to trim the trees. Of course they do.
And it's something. Why can't we get together and march on these buildings? We got to get back in the street, Liz. Get in front of these places and march on these people. I mean, nothing that's going to change. I mean, like marching is effective.
Change does not occur without agitation.
That's what I'm saying. We got to stay on top of these folks here and make them accountable. That little spokesman, the black guy, I guess one of the CEOs, he came on TV live. But the spokesman, she's heard her voice on the TV. Why didn't they put out front there? Like they do this here brown skin dude look like me almost. She's just a spokesman. She's on the TV talking her crap. But they ain't missing nothing about the street trimming.
That's bad.
Then they got the cameras this morning. A second ago, some brother robbed some power lines, and they got all these folks in town. Why is it taking so damn long? But all these trees, like I live out in North County, it is terrible around Ferguson.
Well, here's the
it's
other
horrible.
Piece. Here's the other piece of it. They're saying now with this weather, and I understand this, that the workers cannot stay up on those poles that long.
That's right, but they could have. They went on took care of business. They supposed to take advantage of it.
That's
soon
fact.
That storm left here.
That's a fact.
And
that's
then one more thing I'm going to talk about. That moron that comes talking about this war, he ain't got nobody behind him now. In the White House, he gone ballistic. And he's been that way all his life, the moron. But now he ain't got no way to fall. What's those song? Who can I turn to? Not us, brother.
All right. Thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
Time for a WGNU Global News Update brought to you by Reasonable Construction. I'm Peyton Colston. Dateline Manila, Philippines. Relief efforts continue in the Philippines where massive landslides triggered by last week's typhoon have left tens of thousands homeless and thousands more are feared dead. Relief workers with Christian-based World Vision described communities completely wiped out by the mud flow that took residents by surprise.
The mud flow is 10 meters high. Even the second floor building, it's until the second floor house or a building in that area.
Mimi Portales says they're providing immediate needs to families who are now staying in shelters, as well as emotional support for children in their child-friendly spaces. She says it's particularly tough with Christmas coming and two more typhoons expected before month's end. World Vision has issued an appeal for $1 million to help in the relief effort. That's a WGNU Global News Update brought to you by Reasonable Construction. I'm Peyton Colston.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me right after the 10 o'clock news here on AM 920, WGNU.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Dennis Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Joe.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I am outstanding. How are you?
Okay. I was listening to a show yesterday, and they had this sorry Ron Jackson on it, talking about the school board and what was going on and what happened with it. And most people, a lot of people called in and made the statement that he was part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of the problem. Now he's trying to justify what he did and the rest of that board down there did. And another thing, I maybe it's me, but I'm an older black man, and it kind of disturbed me when I hear old black people run around saying that the state should take over public schools. Am I wrong for that, or is this just me?
No, they're ignorant. They are absolutely ignorant of what... Well, they're ignorant. They don't know what's going on. They don't even know what that means. Ask anybody that says that, what exactly does that mean? What does a state takeover of the schools mean? Who would be in charge of it?
That's
ask them
saying.
That.
You have no control.
No. I'm not even saying, don't even tell them that. Ask them what that means. Because the state doesn't know what that would mean. The state doesn't even have an idea of what they would have to do if they took over the St. Louis public schools, and they don't want to.
No, I don't think they want to. And also, you know, the state is control of the police department.
That is correct.
And just look at how horrible that thing is. They do what they want. Nobody has no control over them, even the mayor. Nobody has control over them. And when I hear black people sitting around talking about the state should take over the public school, it just really makes me sick.
Well, it
I
is
came
sickening.
From a public school
it's
that was
sickening.
Controlled by the state.
They are ignorant people. They are absolutely ignorant, stupid people.
And I think Ron Jackson just needs to resign. That's all he's saying.
Well, no, he's being paid to ask the Danforth how much they pay him. Okay, he's
right.
There for a reason. He's there.
Right,
he is there to destroy St. Louis public schools.
That's
period.
Exactly.
Dot. That's
he's
his. He's doing. He's a front man for destruction. Shame on him. And he's gonna have a long conversation with God when it's all said and
you
done.
Got that right.
All
thank
right
you.
Now. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Liz. I had an idea about this. The orbiting satellites,
mm-hmm.
How much control do we have over them in terms of having a certain power to disturb the atmosphere and then ultimately changing the weather?
Okay, who's the we you're talking about?
Our government, you know, people in the, I guess, the space program, you know.
How much control do they have?
Yeah, to somebody, I know we have some kind of control over the satellite.
Well, this country puts the satellites up there.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, they have absolute control over, the government has absolute control over the satellites.
Now, can we disturb the atmosphere to an extent
to change the
weather?
Does the government disturb the atmosphere?
Right.
Because they didn't call you or me. Certainly, of course. Remember when farmers would go out to their fields in order to, okay, it's been a dry summer, or if it's been a dry summer, we need some rain, they would drop crimp chemicals into the clouds, and they would call it cloud seeding. And they would try to get the clouds to try to kickstart the clouds into making some rain. If farmers can do that, What do you think the opportunities of our good government is?
Right.
Okay? And there's a whole school of thought, and there's a whole belief system, or is it a school of thought, I guess, about those chemtrails that you see that the planes, that the planes leave behind.
Right.
There's a whole about what that does. Of course, if there's a possibility that a farmer can put some stuff in a cloud and make it rain, our government certainly can do something in the atmosphere with a satellite.
And I think it's part of keeping us upset so that we always feel insecure.
Mm, keeping people off balance, absolutely.
That's right, but it's disturbing any way possible, whether... prices of oil, I mean, whatever.
All right, now, thanks for your call.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, Liz, I want to make a comment about the young man that called about the cell phones and the government being able to listen into your conversation.
To drop a program into your cell phone and turn your cell phone, whether it is on or off, into a listening device for the conversations that you're the private conversations that you're having.
Right. Well, Liz, I know you enjoy movies. You have got to go see Deja Vu if you haven't already.
I haven't seen it. Is it a good one?
It's excellent.
Don't tell me anything about it.
I'm not going to tell you anything. All I want to say is this. When you go see it, then you have to come back, and we're going to discuss
all right now
what they're doing now just besides what that guy talked about. Okay?
Wow.
Because it's like what you say all the time. Are you scared yet?
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
And I love me some Denzel, so it's all good.
Right.
It's all good. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
I
am outstanding.
I found out something listening to one of the CNN shows. I think the host's name is Beck. And he was making the statement that physicians are no longer required to take the Hippocratic Oath.
Well, Beck is a world-class liar.
Is he?
Glenn Beck is a world-class racist liar.
Okay.
So I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
So you have to double-check.
You have to triple. No, you shouldn't listen to him. Because lies and more lies is only poisoning the mind for lies.
I've never seen him before.
He's a racist.
He's a racist man.
Oh, he's a horrible man that spews lies and hate out there. So if he said it, then think the opposite, because that man is he's a lie and the truth ain't in him.
Any means possible.
How could that possibly be that you don't have to take the Hippocratic Oath?
That leaves room for all kinds of crap.
He needs to shut up. He's a liar. He's a racist. He's a sexist. He is a he's a horrible man. He's a horrible man.
Well, hey, you all don't
right.
know till you ask.
All right,
that
now.
Was my first time seeing him, and
right.
I was so upset about it. And I'm like, oh, that's devastating on the community.
He's a liar.
Shame on him. Telling innocent minds like mine that happened.
Just pass the truth on. All right, now.
Okay, great to have you back.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
And don't forget about the blanket drive.
Oh, no, we got that. We got that covered.
All right, now.
All right, Liz.
Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk. You're on the wake-up call.
How are you, Liz?
Malik, good morning.
You know, I look at America as being a huge insane asylum with violently insane people, both black and white. You name it, America's got it, religiously and politically. Now, I said it for this reason. With all of the problems we hear on talk radio from one end of the day to the other, it's more problems than it is solutions and more problems continue to exist. And I cannot see how some of the callers and some of the hosts can, when you say, well, how are you doing? I'm doing fantastic. How can you be doing fantastic in hell and bringing these problems up? I don't see how it could be fantastic you're doing unless you're laughing at the people.
Well, it could be
fantastic. How can you be doing fantastic with your house falling in?
Well, I guess it depends upon which battle that you're engaged in and what's the status of the battle that you're engaged in from your perspective. There are people that fight the battle every day and do very remarkable things.
Well, I've been 47 years and done remarkable things, but I don't see nothing here that's fantastic knowing the situation and then saying that.
Well, again, that you're entitled to that. And there are other people that look at it, well, I'm fighting this battle every day and I'm fantastic and I'm strong and I'm powerful and yeah,
but
I'm doing it.
Aren't.
Well, again, you're still fighting the battle.
Well, that's what I said, but when your people die, you're telling them about
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm doing as well as I can be expected under conditions. That's good.
Well, that's your way of saying it.
Well,
that's the way
people really ought to think. We think too disunified as it is.
Well, again, people empower themselves in different ways. Some people find empowerment in saying, you know what? I'm fighting this battle. I see the battle. I'm sharing the battle with it. And other people fight the battle saying, I'm fighting it. We ain't winning. And ain't nothing happening.
You got five senses to see that.
No, actually, there's more than five senses. There are more than five senses. And, you know, there are people that would say that your way of view is a completely negative way of view. It's not a reality check. It's negative and disempowering. You don't raise a child by telling them that everything is lost. You don't raise an empowered child by saying that everything is lost. We're not winning. Everything is toe up from the flow up and there's no future. You don't say that. Not empowering them. You certainly don't say that everything is rosy. But good God, you got to give somebody a sense of some kind of success out here, and there have been. Has it been fixed? Of course not. But good Lord, I can't walk the earth in that type of negative space. I can't do it. And there are a lot of folks out there that can't do that either. Yeah, there are some very, very bad things out there. There are also some incredibly powerful things out here. And I get empowerment from knowing that powerful things happen out of the challenges that confront us. That's too much weight. It's toe up from the flow up and nothing you can do. It's just awful. Well, that's not how I get my power. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back to talk to you same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening. Don't forget about the blanket drive on December 15th. We need your blankets. We need your blankets, your $5 blankets. Bring them to the station. Plan on bringing them to the station on December 15th. And Wake Up Call, blanket drive workers, we will have a meeting this week, and I will let you know that tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
Flex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's.